You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet.
Sorry, this fucking...
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
Podcast.
No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
Set up when I left here 10 minutes ago.
There's fucking... Oh, my God. Fucking Scopo. Fucking A. This is the problem with you too, Scopo, is that you fuck up and you can't just go, yeah, you're right, I fucked up.
I have been doing that, Bobby. I've been doing that for so long. I'm telling you, I fucked up. The cameras were set up and ready to go.
This was the camera when we started the show.
Then someone hit it then.
Who's that?
I don't know who it was, but I set the cameras up with him. We set it up together. I went downstairs to the store.
How come you guys can't just leave things as is?
You know what? You're the fucking problem, Will. You're the fucking problem. Because every time you show up late.
I'm here on time.
No, you're here on time because he had to run down and get you. You're eating a falafel. You would have been down there fucking eating, and we would have started the show, and you would have...
I was on the way up while he was coming to get me at the same time.
Was he on the way up?
What? He was eating a falafel, right?
I don't know what... What are you trying to say, Deepu? Say it. You have a microphone.
I'm trying to get Will in the shot here. Will should move closer to Shannon a little bit. That'd be cool.
The cameras aren't fucking set up right.
Well, I didn't know...
Adrian. You didn't know what? You didn't know what?
A little bit more to the right. Just turn the...
But it has nothing to do with Adrian. Will isn't in the fucking shot.
Well, we didn't calibrate for Will yet.
What the hell?
Calibrate?
Calibrate.
Whoa. What
the fuck is calibrate?
Yo, stop using these words, man.
Sorry.
You count how many people are in the fucking studio, and then you fucking set the cameras up to get the chairs.
I had the three of us here.
Yeah?
And then the two of them here.
So that chair wasn't going to be used?
No.
See? Again, back to you. If you were on fucking time...
What, man?
What, man?
What's the topic today?
The topic is fucking tardiness. And why... If he can be on time.
Hi, guys.
Oh, who's that guy?
He's a black dude. He's another black dude.
Oh, I see. I must have did a quick glance by.
A what?
Are you an intern?
No. Well, that's bullshit, man. That's bullshit. No, it's not. We're fixing the cameras during the show. Fucking great.
We're good now. We're
I
good.
Have three fucking interns here. I have a producer, a fucking, I guess, the real producer, because he's fucking talking about that on the line. And I have a fucking professional fucking intern in the studio.
Whoa.
There's three people, and it's still fucking everything's fucked up. How the fuck does that happen?
Why don't you get one good intern?
I can't find it. It doesn't exist.
You had Shannon over here.
I tried.
Oh, wait, you got four. You got
Shannon.
Four.
Yeah. I would have picked you, but you know what? You have fucking 2 hours during a day that you can work. I'd love to. I want to be the intern, but I can only work from 7 to 8:45 on Tuesdays. And fuck you. I can't do it.
But I'd be on time.
You would be on time. Oh. God damn it. You'd wear one of those sweaters. And this is the funny thing is that I you're late, and I told we had a talk. Look, everybody's being late on the show now. Everybody used to show up. This is the problem. This is it. You ready? People get too familiar. Okay, you've been on the show 3 weeks in a row. Fucking hey, I don't need to be. You think you know?
I was
listen,
downstairs.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You get too familiar. It happens with every fucking situation, any job, anything. You get too familiar. You find out. Oh, you used to be early as a motherfucker. He'd show up, be the first one here. But now he's on 3 weeks in a row. He's kind of feeling, I've been killing it.
The times I showed up early, nobody was here on time, and the show started.
What I just say, see? So now, because you're late, now fucking early Dawes, next time he's going to be fucking late because of you. It's a disease.
You're going to invite me back?
It's Ebola.
It's a
contagion right here.
Hang on, let's not get, Dawes, let's not carry it away, okay? It's
but I was technically still downstairs. I'm figuring, you know what, they're gonna start late anyway.
Listen,
I
no, we don't start late. We start late because you are late.
Me?
Dude, I start on time.
You might as well just say you people are late. You might as well just say that, Bobby.
Yeah. We hey, hey, wait.
That's
Haitian
no.
people.
Exactly.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We got clear.
That cool. is true.
I don't need
still.
To throw you
so
on the bus.
We, me and Scobo, I says to him, I says, look, everybody's showing up late, and I don't want that. I want. It's not fair to the people that show up on time. It's not fair to me. I need to go. Now, you, because you show up late, now we can't start the show. Dan Soda said he could be here from 3 to 5. He's got to leave. We start at 3:30. He's got to leave at fucking 5. So it's only an hour and a half. So everything gets fucked up. I was like, we got to make sure that the people are coming on the show. Everybody knows you got to be. It's a 9 o'clock show. What time would you get there?
8.
What time?
8.
Not you what? As a no. nobody, but you as a guest.
Oh, probably around 8:45.
8:45.
I would say at 8:30. I was just downstairs eating, Bobby. That's it.
Yeah, but you're not up here. You walk in, and I had to send somebody to get you at 9 o'clock.
You had to send somebody to my house.
What? nobody knows where you. Nobody knows. What does that even fucking mean? We don't know where you live.
That's the point.
What?
For black people, that's when you're late. They have to send somebody to your house.
What's the second topic?
The second topic is fucking Will Sylvan stinks. Okay, that's the second topic. Stop trying to fucking forward the show. I'm not fucking moving on. I'm not. I'm going to beat this into the fucking ground. Because then I tell Scopo, we had to talk. What did we come up with?
Text Will.
As you, as the producer of the show.
Text Will and tell him to get make sure he knows the show's at 9.
What do I tell you not to text people? What do I say to you?
Call. But Will doesn't
why,
answer his
but
phone.
Why do I, what do I say to you?
Call. So
I don't care
personal.
What Will does. What do I say?
Call.
And so you're supposed to call him and get in touch with him no matter what.
Yes, but Will never answers his phone.
When
he doesn't answer his phone, I can't understand him when he talks.
Whoa.
All right. Well, wait a second.
That was a little blow. Now, I was in St. Lucia. I just got back in town.
Who?
Like St. Lucia. I said that correctly.
No. Dummy, I wasn't talking about you, you insecure asshole. I really didn't know about St. Lucia.
St. Lucia's it's a country.
Right. It's a country?
It's a country?
It's an island.
It's a place, dude.
It's still a country. Everything is essentially is an island.
What? You just fucked. That doesn't even.
That is not accurate.
I said essentially. I ain't said as it is.
It's. Listen to me. You just went. You're off.
I flew in. Thanks, I got in at 7:30. I had to go to customs. Mm-hmm. Hauled ass. Went home. Dropped my bag. Then came back here and still got here on time at 8:30.
All right. Here's the deal. So we had this conversation in Foxwoods, right? Mm-hmm. And what we say? Make sure you tell people to be here on time, right? Because you know you've been late. I want you to make sure you're here on time, right? Mm-hmm. But you didn't do that to him.
Why did I not tell him? I said make sure to be here at 9.
Do you understand how he gets out of it? You're like my wife. It's like fucking arguing with my wife. You sneaky fuck. We're men. Just be a man and go, you know what, Bob? You're right. I fucking didn't do it. We came up with a plan and I didn't do it and I fucked up. All right, move on. We're done. But you're like my wife. Really? Where you said really.
Because I booked the show for how long? It's going well. And then one time I fuck up here, you go, can you book a show?
You really think I'm going to have fucking Adrian book the show?
Then why are you fucking...
Do you really think I'm going to have fucking Adrian... No offense, Adrian. You really think I'm going to have fucking Adrian pale forehead... Why is your forehead so white?
I don't know.
Sick? Do you have heart problems?
No, I've been like this since I was
little.
Adrian's Spanish?
Yeah.
You're Spanish?
Spanish?
His last name's Fernandez.
Get out of here. I didn't know that. I thought you were Italian.
How long have you been
I'm
Spanish?
Half Italian.
Oh, okay, you're...
My mom's Italian, my dad's Italian.
You can stay.
So who you represent, though?
What's that?
Who you represent?
What do you mean? What nationality am I?
No, when you sign
when people ask me what I am?
Yeah, or when you tick the box, which one you ticker?
Oh, Hispanic.
Ticker.
I don't know what. Stop. Hang on one second. Brandon, you're representing him tonight. Yes. What the fuck did he just say?
I believe... The check box on the citizenship.
Thank you. You know what the hell I'm saying. But that
I check Latino.
Latino?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's gonna be more scholarship
free,
money.
You get free
now,
shit, yeah.
When the cops pull you over, what do you check?
Oh well, I don't say anything. I always get asked all the time. People look at my driver's and say Fernandez.
Lean into this. Make sure you stay there.
And the cop.
That's good.
And the cop actually. Hey,
you have to hurt Bill. You can just. It was fine. I'm sorry, Bill.
It's okay.
This is a fucking clusterfuck. Yeah. I just need to fire every... I just need to go back to my phone. That's what I need to do. Fuck these microphones. Go back to my phone. I'll just show up and downstairs at the cellar. And we'll just do it at a table. That's what I should fucking do.
Can I help with that?
Huh?
You're going to have the same three interns holding the phone.
Literally, there's three. I walk up here. I'm like, wow, there's three guys. They're all doing something. This fucking douche has been on a fucking three shot since we started the show.
That's not true. I've been going back and forth, man. I'm capturing everything.
Bobby, I've been on a I've been on a rant for fucking 10 minutes.
Bobby likes
He's
got
a three shot. I like two shots.
Yeah, I know what you like, Bobby.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah.
Yo, he sells first like a
Just say you fucked up. Just say
yeah,
you
I
fucked up and we'll
up.
Move on.
I fucked up, Bobby. I didn't tell him to do the three shot.
What'd you tell him?
No, I fucking did tell him. I told him how to do
everything.
Oh, my
God. God damn it.
So close.
Anyways. Oh, fucking Scopo, man. I put all the trust in you. I want to give you this when I leave. I want this.
I'm inheriting this.
I want you to. I want you to have all this when I leave. But you fucking. I feel like Willy Wonka and at the end when he's yelling, "You win nothing. You get nothing. You've touched the walls of the fizzy." Fucking asshole. All right, who do we got in the room, Scopo? Go around the room. And
oh,
introduce
to
everybody.
My left, we have Broadway star Bill Dawes, everybody.
Mm. Can you please Bill have some self-esteem on my show?
Hey! Yeah.
You're a fucking Broadway actor. You've been in a bunch of Broadway shows. You've been on TV. You made a bunch of movies. You're a fucking mediocre comic also. You do stand-up. So, I mean, you got a lot of talent, bro.
Okay, thank you for the mediocre comic part. I appreciate that.
All right, you're a stand-up comic. You're a great stand-up comic, too. I mean, you know, you can't make a living off of it, but you could definitely do spots in the city. Not this city, but if you were in L.A., you could get spots.
Bill's a regular at LOL, so.
Yeah, let's go down there. Yeah.
What is LOL?
And the Hawks
is close.
Oh, Lewis. No, yeah, Bill Dawes is back, who's fucking, you know, I mean, I saw your play about, what's his name from,
Vince Lombardi?
Vince Lombardi. It was amazing. You were fucking brilliant in it. Oh. I loved it, dude. You were fucking great, man.
Did you tell me about your other play? Your last play?
Yeah, he didn't see that one.
I didn't see it because you never invited me. You said
it lasted 4 minutes. Yeah.
It was a 4 minute play?
No, it just bombed.
Yeah, well, whatever, dude. I would have went and saw it. You're really great, man. You should, I mean, theater is, it's hard, man. It's really hard.
Yeah,
it's not like a movie or a television show where you cut and you do a couple.
It's harder than sitcoms.
What's that?
Yeah, sitcoms are similar to theater. Actually, I think.
Well, it depends on what sitcom. I'm a 4-camera shoot in front of a live studio. It's absolutely like theater, right?
I've never done one. I don't know.
Okay, well, Jesus Christ, you do stink.
Then we got Adrian. Adrian's here.
What's up?
New member of Sirius.
Did you get in?
Yeah, today is my first day.
Hey, man, congratulations. Hey.
Thank you.
He is an intern on the O&A show and another show, too, right?
What's up?
Is it just the O&Jew show? Opie and Juice. What is it called?
I'm working for the whole channel.
What's it called? What are they calling the show now? Opie and
Friends? The show is Opie and Jim Norton.
Opie and Jim Norton. OJ.
That got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Opie and Jim.
Yeah.
They changed
the
channel too on Sirius.
To what?
Just Opie.
Yeah, it's Opie Radio.
Yeah.
Wow, that doesn't say something. Wow. Wow.
Then we got Brandon Collins, white as black guy.
What's up, everybody?
Brandon Collins, one of my favorite guests on the show. Great always
back,
on
Robert.
Time.
Yep.
Never has to go somewhere. It's just a
wait.
Don't take it like that. Oh shit!
You just fart, Shannon's here.
I don't know what that was. No. I think I just had a heart attack in my asshole.
I'm not gonna lie. I was sitting on my couch just watching TV when Scopo texted me about the show. So.
Dude, listen,
I know that was good.
You're one of my favorite guests. You're very funny, and you're always on time, and you never have to leave early, and you never have an excuse that you went to another country and you fucking flew here from IKEA. Fuck off,
from IKEA.
I don't know. I don't know what he said. I didn't need it. Did you understand it? It's a country city fucking festival.
St. Lucia?
Yeah. Thank you for being here, brother.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, we have Shannon. We're all disappointed. We're a sweater.
It's freezing in here.
I know.
Do you want another beer?
Turn on the fucking AC. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Actually, turn the heat on.
Shit.
I don't want to fucking get her.
You want another beer, too?
I have another beer.
Do you want another beer?
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Settle down.
How fast these guys got up. Holy shit.
Go ahead, Depot. Go get her a beer.
Get her like the ocarina, man. Come on.
Oh, my God.
It's still on.
Turn that this way a little bit.
Thank
Turn
you.
That, that way.
That sounds like the beginning of a date rape PSA.
Right there. Actually, I'll go ahead and have an early Yingling on deck.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Whatever you, grab.
Push it down. Oh, God. All right. Well, we got a beer for her. How drunk do you want to get, sweetie?
No, I shouldn't even be having beer.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's
you
the
want vodka?
First thing to
want.
That's the first thing in my porno with her. She says, I shouldn't even be drinking. I know. Just one. So we got Shannon. Well, you were runner up. You and Dan actually were very close, neck and neck.
My neck's littler though. that's my try at a joke.
That was a
great joke. I love it. Good job.
That was adorable.
Can you laugh next time?
I can't laugh when I'm looking at your mouth. All right. So yeah, you were there, but I mean, you know, one of the things that was against you is that you have a real job.
Yeah.
You have a real job. If you didn't have a real job, you would have been literally, I would have got rid of Scopo, Adrian. Everybody would have been me and you. I wouldn't even have guests. It would just be me and my friend.
But then you'd be yelling at me like you did to them when we first got here.
He yells at everybody.
I don't think he would yell at you.
Everybody.
Fucking, you're out of your mind. I'd probably tell her to shut her face after the second week. You fucking moron. No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you would.
Here's the thing. This is why Scopo annoys me. This is why he fucking annoys me, is because we literally have conversations like, hey, dude, what can we do? Oh, I got it. I'm on it. And then he does it. He has two people he can delegate all kinds of shit to. Adrian, you'd fucking do anything he told you to do, right? You're a fucking soldier. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go suck a mule off and eat homeless person shit. I'm talking about as far as the show goes.
Yes, absolutely.
Deepu, you do whatever he told you to do, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's Deepu.
I said Deepu.
You said Dupu.
What?
Did you guys?
You said Dupu. I heard you, man.
Okay, hang on one second. Well,
why are you yelling so much?
Why?
Did anybody attack me when I said
you're making me nervous.
Did you guys know I said Deepu, right?
You said Dupu.
You said Deepu.
I said Dupu?
No, you said Deepu.
I said Deepu.
Yeah. No, you said Dupu. Go to the videotape.
You got sand in your ears or something, Will.
Hang on one second.
From St.
We're going to go through everybody individually. What did I say?
You said Deepu.
What did I say?
I heard Deepu, but I don't know.
Okay, what? What the fuck is
that?
You're such a white person.
Deepu.
I said Deepu.
It was Deepu, man.
What did I say?
I know what it is, but what did you say?
Hang on one second. Deepu, what did I say?
Deepu.
Yeah, you're out of your fucking mind.
Go to the videotape. Can we go to the videotape?
No.
Why not?
Because I didn't say Deepu.
You said Deepu, and that's what made me like, what the hell's going on? In my head, I'm like, why would he say Deepu?
That's why you talk funny, because you actually say that. That's what you hear. You hear wrong.
Maybe that's it. That's your secret, right there.
Yeah, that's why
he can't speak, because he just hears
you hear wrong. You hear wrong. When I said, say you're on the YKWD, you heard me say, Y, call, 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 ba, 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 do. You heard that. That's why you said, I'm on the Y, call, 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 ba, ba, do.
When this airs.
Everybody listening, when it airs, please tweet this. What's your Twitter?
Will Sylvans.
At Will Sylvans.
Will Sylvans.
Please tweet him and let him know that I didn't say Deepu.
Hashtag Deepu.
Aren't people in the chat room right now?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. We'll pull it up right now. Yep. Thank you for. Look at that. Look at fucking. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you have to have it? How much is it going to cost to get you off your day job?
I have three jobs.
You have three kids?
No,
I have no kids.
You have no kids? Are you sure you have no kids? You never had a kid for like a sister or something?
Check
a
vagina.
A kid for
how do you?
What the fuck?
I don't even know how.
That's how you can tell someone have kids or not.
Do you have a fucking pregnancy swab? I can rub the walls of her vag with, and it will tell.
Yeah, it's your tongue.
What do I do? Do I get a swab and put it in a container and shake it? And if it turns blue, she had a fucking kid.
Certain smell vaginas ooze out when they have kids.
Oh my God, I'm gonna throw up. Why? I don't understand what that means. What smell is it?
It's a kid that I got kids vaginas.
But what the fuck? What the fuck? Listen to me. You can be late anytime you want. All right. I apologize. I never not want you on my show again. What the fuck are you talking about?
You never heard of that?
No.
What smell is it?
I can't, Bobby.
What? Just Google. Describe it. Why you? All right, please
you can't Google
smells.
What's
can you
smell
open like? Up another brown, another window, yeah, and, yeah. And Google
mother vagina smell. Is that it?
What is it? Well, no, I don't know what it's. What
I
want to
Google that anyway.
Vagina has a different smell when they have kids, when they don't have kids.
Can you type, get, what does it smell in, like? What does it smell like? Yeah, anything
yeah.
close?
Yeah, like fucking well, turkey limbs.
Weird. Smell like problems.
Problems.
And poverty.
What kind of problems? Like black people problems? White people problems? What?
Look it up, man.
What do you mean?
Spanish problems? I'm just, working on it.
All right, we're patient. Looking on it. We're getting
also,
it.
Also, the chat is confirming that he said deepoo.
Fucking deepoo. So exactly. Go fuck yourself. How's that sound? Thank you, chat room. Two people. Thank you.
People in the chat room was not paying attention, so it was brought up. Wait till the videotape.
You mean the people out. Listening to the yeah. fucking show?
Wait till the videotape comes out.
What am I, the fucking Zapruder film?
Videotape. What is Zapruder film?
Oh, God. I just threw up in my mouth. I've know, never met, he's so dumb, it makes me throw up.
What is the, what
I
is,
don't know what that one means either.
You,
it's well, the thank you, film. Thank you.
Really Black know. People don't care about John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Hold on, let's go around the room. You know what that word means?
What word?
The Zapruder film.
Zapruder it's film. The
you know what that word means? Yeah,
you don't know
yeah.
what it means?
That word?
Yes.
You know what that word means?
Yeah.
You know what that word means?
I don't
means?
Know what it means.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I'm an educated guy, but that rubs way, way okay. over my head.
You know what that word means?
What were we talking
you
about?
Just called them doo-poo. you just said it.
I got doo-poo in my head because you said it.
No. That's what you fucking hear no. in your head, you dummy.
Your brain is really
you called them doo-poo.
Because you said it earlier, so that stuck in my head, Bobby. Yeah.
I never said doo-poo.
You said
doo-poo. I said I did. I swear to God, you're fucking dumb, and like in your head, you hear dumb. Listen to me. It's the film, you know, the actual film with
the Sudoku film.
No,
film?
Will you please explain it to them, Bill Dawes?
It's a film that showed Kennedy's assassination.
You know the film where the film it shows the bullet going, it goes back, and Jackie tries to grab his brain pieces off the back of the thing, and yeah, that the guy who took that. What's his first name?
Mr. Abraham.
Mr.
Oh, nice. Abraham, you're right.
Who said Mr.? Fucking asshole. I love that you're half
it's Abraham. Yeah.
You're half dumb. anyways, did you Google the smell of the vagina?
Yes. And vaginas, what is it? Do develop a stronger sense of smell during pregnancy.
Thank
wait,
you.
Wait, hold on.
Thank
the vaginas have a sense of thank smell, you. So the vaginas can actually smell things. What are you talking about?
But during pregnancy, wait. That's completely different than what like Will was saying. He said like you can
after.
Tell a chick had a baby by her. Vagina.
Yeah. How long after a chick has a baby can
dude,
you smell?
I don't know how long the smell lingers, man. I just know there's a smell when they're pregnant and have multiple kids. It's a smell.
What
so like I know what I'm talking about.
Try to find that. Try to find that. He's saying after the baby's born, you can smell it. So if she had a kid, we could smell her vagina and it would smell of baby.
I think what we're getting is that Will fucks women who are pregnant. I think that's really what we're getting.
No, women who had babies.
Somebody give him the handkerchief, please.
No, I mean that's
somebody
what we're
please,
saying, right?
Somebody
that's,
please give
no,
him
that wasn't a joke. That was a scientific.
You know,
that was
Bobby,
a scientific
Bobby, you know
corroboration
that, Bobby, you know
of
that
it.
Was Bobby.
You know I just don't want to agree with you because you say handkerchief.
Handkerchief?
Handkerchief. I don't know what a handkerchief is. That's not, what the fuck is handkerchief? All right, listen. Here, I think we got to start off. I came in, Scopo. You fucking annoy. This is why you annoy the fuck out of me. Because we have conversations and then you forget to do it because you're a fucking lazy mama's boy that lives in your house.
I am not fucking lazy when it comes to this show.
But you live with your mama?
Yeah.
Because he's Italian.
What is it? Because you're
Italians are.
Is it? And
thank you, Shannon. You can come over anytime you want. Okay.
And yeah. Say hi
and to do
his
and
mom.
Do what? And do what?
Well, we
fight,
can have
fight,
some
fight
steaks.
His mama.
Mom can cook some mashed potatoes.
Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's real Italian. Steak and mashed. What are you, an American?
Well, she's Irish.
You an original
she's
American?
She's we have the Irish side.
You have Irish Italian, right?
Not Irish.
What else are you?
I'm Italian, Dutch, and German.
Oh, Dutch. Okay. That's where you get that face from.
I don't know where
stuff.
It comes from.
I know where it comes from. A black dude from fucking the Netherlands.
Possible.
Yeah. That's Tony Woods fucks somebody and... All right, nothing. All right, give me that bandana. I'll fucking
give
take it. Give me a handkerchief. Don't throw it at me violently, you fucking Haitian.
You throw it at L people violently when they mess up.
I just don't know what to do with him. I don't know. I can't not fucking love Will Sylvan. Oh, listen, God. When someone's supposed to be here at 9, you come up at 15 minutes early. And you sit down, you have a drink.
Are we back to that?
Yeah, we're back. Do you agree with me or not?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
So from now on,
I'll be here.
Here's the conversation he should have had with you. Hey, Will, last week, you've been late a couple times. But, can you please just show up like 10, 15 minutes early? So before 9, you make sure? Yeah, absolutely. So now it's not on him, right? It's on you. So when I go, where's Will? I told him to be here 15 minutes early. Okay, cool. Now when you show up at fucking 9:05 because you're downstairs nonchalantly eating a falafel and trying to explain what you just said to somebody right? I know it's on you. So I can go fuck yourself, Will. Be on time.
I'll be on
time. Do you understand how it works?
I got you.
So I'm doing it to protect you.
Yes.
So that we cover our own asses.
Yes.
But you don't see that. You got to go.
He said yeah, Bobby.
You do now, right?
He said yeah.
Okay, I love you, Scopo.
I love you too, Bobby.
Oh, God, that was weird.
Thank you.
What the fuck?
Bob, we give
what? Bobby, what's wrong? What the fuck is that?
I just got to wear this. Because
that was like kind of like a. You like verbally abused him for an hour and then like just hold.
It was only.
Hands.
First of all,
not,
it was
not
only,
just hold hands, hold five. Yeah. High five hands.
It was 15 minutes. And that's how we fucking make up in this YKWD, okay? What? We do an Indian love grab. That's what it's called.
What?
It's an Indian love grab. Not
Google
your
that.
Indian.
Google
not
that.
Not Dupu's Indian. Deepu, you say Deepu. I say Dupu. You say... Listen, I can smell it. You're right. She doesn't... No, I'm kidding.
A lot of forums came up saying that you know, women complaining like, oh, my vagina smells much stronger, but it's not. There's no
stronger.
Scientific...
Like how? What stronger? How?
Whatever the smell is, it's potent. Stronger. Whether it's good or bad,
does
it's
it linger?
So her pussy, what it smells like before,
yes.
smells more of.
Yes.
So if her, so it's not just you can't just so if her pussy smells like lime juice, it smells like a
delicious.
Real
lime juice.
That was pretty funny. It fucking annoyed Scopo, that fucking deepu doopu.
No,
fucking,
I really I actually had
a good one.
I wasn't even listening.
That's good. I'm glad that you're not fucking listening to the show you're on right now. You're the producer
of. You know, Bobby, I was going to give you your gift.
I should have fucking got a gift.
You know what? It's Bobby's birthday on
Can I tell you? I forgot until you came up to me. When you go, we got you something, I literally was like, for what? In my head. I didn't know what you were giving me something.
Happy birthday,
for.
Bobby.
I forgot it was my birthday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
I didn't even know. I forgot.
But,
that's
well,
crazy.
Well, now you know. Wish happy birthday. You trashing him, man.
Hey, so it's my birthday. So when he fucks up,
First of all, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down.
So here's the fucking rule. On my birthday, if he fucks up, I'm just supposed to say, hey, it's my birthday. So just go ahead, fuck up. That's backwards. On my birthday, he should be like, look, it's your birthday. I don't want to fuck up for your birthday.
You got your thick ass card, man.
It is pretty thick. But thank you, buddy.
There you go. It's from the boys.
Who's the boys?
Me, Dan, Joe, and Lewis.
And I was going to sign it, but I didn't get it.
You're in fucking... This is very thick.
It's a thick, yeah. It's thick,
it's,
yeah.
It's three cards, that's why.
$1,000?
Watch, it just says you're the greatest.
Cash money.
All right, so, yeah. Okay, a birthday checklist. Boy, do I hate long cards. You're another year older, but you can still touch your toes, which I can't. Play most sports. I bad knees. I'm fat. Do 50 push-ups. I can do 8. Run a mile. No, I can't. Control your bladder. I go 3 times a day. I have to go in the middle of the night.
We'll read the card.
Please tell me at least checked one of the last ones. No, happy birthday. None of them. Okay, that was pretty funny. I like that.
Did you do the ticker ticker?
You fucked up that joke.
Please tell me at least checked that last one. Oh, please tell me you checked at least the last one. Yeah. So I checked the last. I can control my bladder.
That was what I was hoping, yeah.
I can, but a little pee comes out all the time. So the tip of my dick is always wet, and it creates
underwear,
a fungus,
in the
and there's a smell on the end of my hog. Yeah. So
you know, doctors don't know why that happens, right?
Why?
I asked my urologist, had the same thing, and he's like, I can't tell you why.
Neurologist?
I was you have a neurologist for your penis?
Really quick, I was kidding.
Doctors?
I was joking. I hope. I'm sorry that you're bonding me.
Hey,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, what did you get? What's the prize?
You pee a little bit for no reason?
Man, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, definitely. Right.
Wait. What, like,
I can shake.
If someone scares you.
What'd you get, Bobby?
Yeah, can we? Hang on. We're going to go back to his dick, but hang on. I will not let. We will talk about this, Will. You understand me? I'm going to open this up. This is a, they know that I'm a fucking sucker for Apple products. $100, man. Wow.
For the iPhone watch?
No, I'm not going to get a watch. It's fucking $500.
You can buy a lot of MP3s with that one.
Now it's $400. What am I, a fucking 16-year-old girl?
Now it's $400 to that car.
I'm going to buy a nice, I'm going to buy the Bluetooth keyboard with this. Thank you, man. That's very nice of you guys. You know I love you.
It's all four of us, yeah.
I love all of you guys. Yeah. Even Lewis.
Even Lewis.
I do. I know he didn't add to this. I know you guys paid for it, and he was like, can you put my name on it? I'll pay you back next week.
No.
I'd gladly give you a hamburger for... What?
I got to Apple stock for your birthday.
You didn't get me... you didn't even know how to buy stock.
Yes, I do, Bob.
How do you buy stock?
You buy stock.
I don't even know...
So hold on.
This cunt's been on a fucking three shot for 8 minutes.
So you
no, I haven't.
You pee for fake, but you pee for real.
I don't know what that.
Everybody pees.
Hang on. People listening to this. I need to finish the sentences, or I need to reconstruct them. So the people listening go, what the fuck does that mean? So Bobby, you don't have a problem peeing. You were just kidding about it, and you, Brandon, really do have a leaky penis. Is that correct?
Leaky dick.
Well, all right. So here's what happens, right? So
please explain.
I'll jiggle, I'll shake, what have you, and it will still like a little bit will still come out. And I went to the doctor. I was like, hey, got this weird thing. And he's like, we literally don't know what causes that. Like,
hold on.
First of all, you said neurologist the first time.
Urologist. I said urologist.
Oh, urologist. Sorry.
Yeah, I mumble sometimes.
Yo, okay. Dude, how many doctors you have? I don't have one doctor.
I got insurance.
You
Will,
urologist?
I have insurance. I can get a bunch of doctors.
Yeah, Will's doctor has fucking chicken bones and a doll that looks like Will.
Wait, did you say I went to my urologist? You have your own urologist? Like,
because
it's been a problem.
Yeah.
So wait, what do you mean shake? You mean after when you go pee? And
you like shake and you try to get make sure nothing. Yeah,
I love how when Will did the shake, he had both hands. Doing it.
Yeah, have you seen Will's dick?
How do you shake?
Will's dick's huge.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, but you have a big dick too.
Oh, come on, guys. Let's not talk about this again, right? Dicks. Am I right, guys?
No, I'm not letting either one of them pick their fucking massive hogs out on this show. Not with poor Shannon
you get
here.
Get pictures, though?
Huh?
Pictures?
No, I'm not
He's
doing that.
He's got a picture of his dick.
He's got a picture of his dick on his phone. Absolutely. Of course he does. He fucking has to send it out to every girl that's ever dating him. Hey, can you send that again, please? I lost it. I got the new iPhone. I need your dick pic so I can masturbate. So I can get off when my husband's fucking me. And Will has a big piece. But Shannon already knows all this, right?
Whoa.
You know about...
I've been listening to the show, yeah.
You know that Will has a massive one.
Will, I've heard you guys look at the pictures. Bill, I didn't know about.
Bill's is fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm.
How is it in comparison to Will's?
Because it's white?
No, because we've just seen yours hang like a snuffleupagus trunk. Bill has a nice solid piece. Like he's, you know, he's
no hair on it.
No hair. Yeah.
People have hair on their penis, on their actual penis?
Well, I don't know. Will's fucking just hanging down like it's dead. Like somebody shot a big dick. You know what I mean? And it's just hanging.
Wait, Will just took out his phone. I'll give it.
Let me see. Shit. You got a picture of it? Let me see. It's got to be hard, though. It's got to be like full fucking holy shitness.
When it's hard, man.
Oh, we're getting phones out.
All right, get your phone out. Let me see the phone.
I don't know what I have.
Let me see first. Let me see, and then
I will say, by default, his will probably be bigger because black is slimming, so it looks smaller in the photograph.
Let me see. See, this is the thing. It's this is not... You don't have one, like, hard. You have one... That holy fucking motherfucker, dude. I don't even know how.
Wait.
If this gets hard, it's gonna hurt. Like it would hit him.
I have a question.
Dude, yes.
Don't all guys measure their penises hard?
Yes.
Okay, so what are you?
Not this.
I don't.
Not this.
You've never measured.
I want these phones. This is. Listen, you're gonna look.
No, I don't.
No, you're gonna you have to see this.
Jesus Christ.
It's, I wanted to go. Let me see. Wait a minute. Let me see.
Oh, I don't like looking at penises.
Let me see. Let me see your penis.
I don't think I have any.
You're lying.
I swear to God, you can look. I don't think I have
any. Can I see?
It's up in the cloud.
I just got. Oh, it might be in the cloud. Wait, what is that?
I hope it's in the cloud. I hope it's
in the cloud.
I hope it's on the internet right now with that chick from fucking that movie. Whatever. Good one. Bandana's already here. Go fuck yourself.
Your phone's
what is that? Okay. Johnny, yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. That's the iPhone Plus. It makes a lot of noise. Did you find it? You're really fucking making this anticlimactic. Yeah, can I? Really, this is what we're gonna do. I want to pass Will's around real quick.
Oh my God.
Okay, now I'm just gonna zoom it in a little. All right.
Oh
now,
my
look
God.
It. Look it. Now pass it around. Everybody say the first thing that comes to your mind in the microphone.
Holy shit.
Go ahead.
Yeah, pretty big.
But, all right. Look.
Look. Don't be scared of a black penis.
All right. Say something. What?
Is that real?
Is that real? It's on his body. What do you think he fucking did? He's on a movie set?
It could be like photoshopped.
Oh, come on.
That's too much time to fucking photoshop your dick and then send it to people.
Yeah. How big does it get when it's hard?
Wow, you're a fucking... Yeah. Aren't you a size queen?
He's got that big butt.
First of all, zip up your pants. Go up right now.
Yeah. Open your mouth as wide as you can.
I can put my fist in my mouth.
I bet you could.
Actually, are you serious?
Can you really? Yeah. Why did you look at Will when you said that?
Because I'm practicing. All
right, so Brandon, back to you real quick. Off of Will's cock. Yeah, here's the thing. Does your dick get fungusy smelly because it's always wet?
No, no. I take 2 showers a day because I'm a fucking neat freak. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you put powder on your cock?
But between the showers, you pee on yourself.
I actually don't go to the bathroom that much. I'm kind of weird.
Oh, this has happened after you pee, actually pee in the bathroom, and then you still got some.
Yeah, most of the time, like if I'm out and shit, like I'll. Like if it happens, like I'll make sure I take a shower before I go out, like for the night or some shit. And then I get it under control.
I want to ask you this. Have you ever. You ever had to pee, and then you jerk off.
Yeah.
And then you have that pee, like the little bit of pee still in the tip of your dick with like some jizz or something, mm-hmm. and it's like annoying because you can't get it all out.
Yeah,
it hurts though. It's like a lot of pressure.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a stinging sensation on your dick, and it bothers
stingling.
You. Stingling.
The fuck
stingling,
is a stingling? Stingling?
He's
trying to...
That's a stinging.
Hang on. You can't ever fuck with anybody. If anybody fucks up a word, you cannot speak.
No.
No, yeah.
I'm not attacking his word. I'm saying it's stingling.
It's not stingling.
It's like then you got BD.
Oh, you're agreeing with him that the word stingling's a word. Oh, fucking Christ.
Oh, wait, that's not a word?
No. Stingling? Stingling is not a word.
So you was going to attack me for attacking him for a word that doesn't exist?
I have to turn your microphone down and up the whole show. Listen, I don't know what that. Why is everybody on their phones?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, get off your phone, please.
I saw these guys.
Yeah, get off your phone.
Do you have a bad motherfucker wallet?
No. Yes.
So
that's boss.
I don't know what that is. Is it that jizz stays like there's some jizz in there and some pee, and because it doesn't, it's like annoying. It's almost like, oh fuck, it's like aggravating and it hurts.
You gotta get it out again. Burns. You gotta like pee it out again. Or,
yeah, like you have to piss it out again.
It hurts when you finally piss. It's fucking.
Yeah, it's like fuck. I hate it. Yeah. I had to drive all the way to Foxwoods with that. And I couldn't, like, there was no bathroom.
I just drink a lot of, I'll just chug water and hopefully just pee it out.
Somebody told me, who the fuck said that? Was it Lewis? Lewis told me to wrap my dick in paper.
What?
He goes, dude, you got to wrap your dick in paper. Like I have paper in the car. Like I have dick wrapping paper. Oh, I don't know what would that do?
Like Kotex for men?
Please go to the chat room and just. I just want to know what they're saying about Will.
There's a lot of comments about Will. Doesn't Will's piss smell like. All right, I fucked that up. Doesn't Will smell like pee from swimming in the toilet?
What?
All right, I'm going to give you this. Will, Dupu, you're taking that for the person in the chat room. Okay. We've never given the bomb bandana to anybody in the chat room, but you, sir, just got it. The first fan of the show
that got the bandana.
All right, so.
Yeah.
He goes, wrap it in paper and then let go. So I'm like, you want me to pee while I'm driving? I'm not pissing. He goes, you won't pee. I go, I don't trust you with anything. Never mind dick advice. I'm not Like, I'm going to take that advice. And then I'll piss in my car all over myself, and he'll be like, oh, shit, I thought that would work. It worked for me. Me and Big J.
Why you sound like...
I don't know. I'm not good at... I'm not good at impressions.
DMX.
I sound like DMX.
Me. You know, Mimi?
Dick in the pants. Dick in the pants.
DMX.
I've been under a lot of pressure lately. I have a lot of pressure. What? I have a lot of anxiety lately.
Why, Bob?
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you why. Because we're about to shoot this show. Mm. You know? And I can't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't. Everything about me is, you know, I'm on a show. For the first time in my career, am I on a legitimate show? I mean, it's picked up.
Wait.
I'm not just on it.
What show?
I'm gonna get to that. I'm gonna fill you in. Okay. So just. Calm down.
People that who haven't heard about the show, they want to know too.
I'm sorry, there's other people? What do you mean?
People
you mean,
listening to the show.
Oh, my fans don't know about the show I've been talking about for fucking a year and a half?
The new fans.
So anyways, it's like, you know, I went for the fitting today. I went over to the set. I saw the fucking set, you know, at the studio, and... It's like, you know, we're going to be shooting for 3 months, and it's just, it's like, kind of, like, what the fuck, I mean, you know, everybody on this thing, from Elaine to Liz to, you know, Johnny Ailes and John Corbett and Dennis and, you know, the people involved, you know, Serpico, and it's just like, wow, this is, I can't fucking believe it, yeah. And there's, you know, all these scripts and all the stuff and, you know, all this... It's just like, oh my God, awesome. And then I'm doing Comics Come Home, which I have a lot of anxiety about, you know. I did that last year, and
Who's on the lineup?
It's at the Boston Garden. The lineup's fucking stupid. It's, you know, it's Jimmy Fallon. Look up the lineup for Boston Comics Come Home. It's fucking Fallon's on it, Burr's on it. The fucking lineup's ridiculous. We'll read it in a second. But, you know, I got added, you know, to the last second. And I'm like, I made it out last year by the skin of my teeth. I had to follow Morgan. I had to go up last.
Oh, wow.
After Fallon, after Goldman, after fucking Tracy Morgan, after Mulaney, they put me up at the end. And I'm like, I'm the least known motherfucker here. Like, you know. But I went up and I pulled it out. But I almost, it was almost like, fuck, you know. There was a couple minutes of fucking, oh, shit. And then there was one point I got him and I was like, all right, fuck. I go, now we got it. I literally said that on stage. I go, now I got you.
Yeah.
But I was like, fuck, I'm going to bomb in my hometown for a benefit. Like, this is not good. You know? And who's on it, Deepu?
Some of the names are Bill Burr, Lenny Clark, Jimmy Fallon, Craig Ferguson, Jim Gaffigan, Mark Maron, Moore.
Damn.
Wait, all of them from Boston? No.
What's the date?
Why is it Comics Come Home from...
I think those guys are all...
No, that's out of the window now. That was Comics Come Home back in the day. Now it's Comics Come Home,
two guys in the show that are from Boston.
They go to Boston. They have a lot of guys. Lenny Clark, me, Burr. There's a lot of guys.
They go out... Oh,
Fallon. There's a lot of guys from...
Fallon's from Boston?
I don't know. We're just saying that now. I didn't think you were going to call me on it, you fucking cocksucker.
Like, he's a Yankee fan. Fuck.
But, so, you know, it's... It's like, wow, that's a lot of, like, that's a big lineup to go on, man. And it's at the Boston Garden this year. Usually it's at the other place, 6,000 people. This is 10,000 people.
What's the date?
I don't know, but that doesn't, what the fuck?
You know what, though?
What, Bubba?
So whoever the booker is of the show, obviously.
Stop. I love you already. Whatever you're going to say. Go ahead. I love your fucking French manicure. Do you give massages?
No, I feel like I would stab the person I'm massaging. I can't.
Okay. Well,
anyway.
Just lost points.
I'm trying to say something nice.
Okay, baby, go ahead.
The booker obviously views you equally as important as the other people that they booked for the show. Yeah, obviously, they think you're awesome.
It's my management.
That books you?
Yeah, that books that show, yeah.
Okay, if it was a shitty person with great management, they probably couldn't get themselves on the show.
Take the compliment, damn
it. No, you're right. Yeah. No, I am fucking honored.
Say thank you to her.
Thank you.
What's wrong with you?
Listen, I'm honored. I'm fucking honored about all this. Do you understand? It's amazing. It's just fucking overwhelming for my self-esteem. I don't think You know what I mean?
You don't think you deserve it.
It's not that I don't I deserve it. I want it, but it's overwhelming. It's fucking crazy shit, man.
Because your fear of failure is overwhelming your excitement to be a part of it.
Yeah, but that's what...
Could she be the spiritual advisor?
I don't know. I just wanted to be an advisor.
Yeah, anything on the podcast?
She can do anything she wants. Yeah. We're doing the show from fucking whenever Shannon's available. Deepu, beat it.
He just dropped his head.
Sweat.
I'm kidding.
But Bobby,
kidding.
You know you're going to be great on the TV show. You know you're great for that. You know you're going to be great in comedy. So what are you worried about? You're not worried about bombing on those shows. You're worried about something else.
I'm having fantasies. When I got out of rehab, I wasn't in rehab... for a year and probably a year and a half. Okay, I was in jail for a few months, and then I two and a half months. And then I went to rehab straight for a year, and it was an all male rehab. You cannot leave. You are there. You get like a weekend day pass once or twice towards the end. But I was in one place for over a year, recovering from drugs and alcohol. With the same people. And I went from the new guy to the middle guy to one of the residents who, when the new guy came in, would interview the new guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there like, okay, so why do you want to be here? To the guy, the new kid, and him telling me. And I remember me sitting in that chair, and I had to leave. And I remember they had the ceremony, and I got the shirt. It said The Road Back, which was the name of the place. And through this whole year, the guy who started it, who was one of my angels, one of the beautiful people in my life that changed me forever, Tom Tompkins, who started The Road Back, had died while I was there, which was devastating to me.
Yeah.
Because I never had a father figure. I never had somebody. I finally found somebody who was cool. He smoked. He used to call me cunthead. Because I just love pussy so much. So I just think about pussy. I just want to fuck. Cunthead, come in here. You're such a great guy. But one of the most angelic, angel-giving human beings I've ever met. He died while I was in there. It was like, again. You know what I mean? Again. Yeah, yeah. A fucking again. And when I got out of there, I remember I was sober over a year. And I'm sitting there. I'm going back to my mom's house. I'm like, I can't see past this. Yeah. I'm going to die. Like, I remember I was going to a meeting. And I'm like, I could always see down the road. I could always see. I'm like, I can't see any further. This is it. It's over. I'm going to get killed, and this is the end of my life because I don't know what I can't. It's black. It's you know what I mean. I'm like, this is amazing. I'm sober. My life is awesome, but I don't know what to. I can't. It must just be ending, and that's the way I feel now. Like, this is so amazing. This is so awesome. I'm going to get to work with these amazing people. And I'm going to make some money, and I get to stay in New York, and I get to see my kid and my wife, and I get to do comedy. And I'm like, it's just I like every day. I'm like, am I going to die? Mm. Like, it's something I can't see myself getting this, because every time in my life something would happen good. Yeah. It would be fucking ripped away from me and someone else would just skyrocket, or something else would just die. But, you know, like, in life, I've learned, and this is weird, that, you know, my happiness doesn't lie with what I do. Like, I was happy today just to get home and hang with my kid and my wife on the front lawn as he just went back from her to me, giggling, and we were just giggling. And he picked up a stick and we took a walk, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life. I've fucked chicks. I've had threesomes. I've been in Vegas. I fucking did drugs. I fucking drank. I've done amazing shit. Holy. And this is the best. This is probably right up there with one of the fucking best things I've ever done.
Yeah, you're going to be on TV. It's
I know.
Awesome. You meditate, right? You meditate?
I was. Okay. And I stopped.
So part of, I don't know if you probably don't follow like Buddhist religion or anything like that, but one of the things that I like.
Are you calling me a fucking Buddha? What, is this a fat joke?
I wish I would have.
Is this a long fat joke?
No. So one of the things that I do agree with the Buddhist religion is that obviously nothing lasts forever. I mean, as awesome as something, even life doesn't last forever. Awesome relationships don't last forever. Yeah. So the only thing that you can do is enjoy it while it's lasting. So if your anxiety of losing these things is what's ruining, I feel like you're not listening to me.
No, I don't know what Deepu is doing. Deepu is, hey, baby, pause. Okay. Baby, 1 second, all right? Boo, baby.
Indian.
1 second. This guy, I didn't know you could do that, Deepu.
What are you doing?
I was kind of zooming in on Shannon while she was talking.
Thanks.
Oh shit, it was getting dramatic. He's doing a cinematography over here.
This motherfucker just zoomed in on you, and I was like, what are you doing? And he was zoomed out, like to go, bitch, this. And I went, oh. All right, zoom back in on Shannon. But go down.
Well, wait till she start talking.
Not that far.
Hand me the director and shit.
I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
Long story short.
Yes.
What's ruining your enjoyment of these things is your fear of them being taken away from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything's going to be taken away at some point. So
yes.
If you can
even you?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So if you can focus on...
Can we kiss? I'm sorry. Go ahead. That came out. That wasn't supposed to come out. No, go ahead.
If you can focus on being present in the moment and
I just
enjoy...
want to kiss your bottom lip. Just the bottom. That's not even like kissing.
Yo, you know, man, can you help
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He's living in the moment right now. He's thinking in the moment.
I'm sorry.
No, he's not listening to me.
I am listening
to
you.
That's it. The end. I'm sure you already know it. I'm sure your therapist tells you it. Right?
Now that you have a kid, doesn't change your perspective from back in the day when you would worry about the blackness?
Hey, whoa.
You even pissed off? I
don't mean... We weren't worried about Bobby.
Look, here's the thing, is that I've been on edge. I'm trying to, like, even tonight, coming in and he fucking, you know, him with this fucking shit. You know, like, I just want this show to run. I have way too many people helping
so
to set
Scopo's
this up.
Ruining your life. He's
no, he's not. Not at all. Scopo is a fucking, one of the good people in my life. Okay? He's a good person. Absolutely.
Excuse me.
Who did that?
Shannon.
Why would you do that, Shannon?
Couldn't help it. The beer.
Okay.
Sorry.
Why you looked at me and shit? You look dead at me. You just accused a black person.
We don't burp.
The Haitian person. Like,
I feel like Scoba looked at me as if you really thought I did that. Did you? You looked in this direction.
Shannon,
that
you can
wasn't
do
me.
You want.
No,
it's
that's
fun.
Disgusting.
Here's what I'm learning in life. Here's what I'm learning in life. This is the lesson I'm learning, is that nobody does what they say they're going to do. It's just not going to happen.
What you mean?
You cannot, even on O&A, how much do they bitch about people fucking up?
I mean, it happens all the time, just amongst every day at least.
Every day.
Yeah.
Somebody fucking doesn't do what they're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And what do?
And figure out a way to fix it.
No, what do Opie and Jim do?
Oh, they'll bitch.
They'll be like, what the fuck, right?
Yeah, but they turn into...
Howard Stern. Same shit. I'm sitting there going every day. Well, I don't understand. Why can't this shit just run? It's not that big of a production. I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but it's, you know, it's pretty much set. We could just come in. But every time it's got to be, it's just, I just got to accept that that's the way it
it's
is.
Always something.
I just got to accept that I'm going to walk in here and the conversation we had is just going to be forgotten. And he's going to be, you know, and there you go.
What?
You're gonna be late.
Why you?
Why you what? You're late. Just
there's
say sorry.
Other people that are doing problems.
What? Well. There's what?
There's other people that do problems.
Anyways, I think
well,
it's
like Shannon said, a lot of things come to an end. Me being late is gonna come to an end. How about that?
That's
Bobby?
Good.
I hope so, because I really
Bobby, shut up.
But I, you know, it's. I think that the anxiety, so when I come in here and it's not, this is what I can control.
Yeah.
This is mine. This is, I made this. Nobody can take this away from me. You can stop listening. People could not go, but I'll still have somebody listening. You know, there'll still be some people. I know Heather Graves will be fucking listening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That makes sense. So things that you can control,
I can,
perfect.
I can control this. This is mine. But I divvy out responsibility for people who say I want it, and then when they don't do it the way I want it done, I'm like, fuck you. Like, you're not going to take this from me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it gets very, which is wrong. I'll admit it. It's wrong.
Well,
it's fucking wrong, because here's the thing. I can't expect somebody to act the way I want them to act, the way I would act. It's just never going to happen, because I don't fucking do it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've had people fucking mad at me. There's certain things that I fucking do. But it's a hard pill to fucking learn.
Hard to find your help.
Especially when you're, you know, I have the, it's the, what?
You was going, you had let me go. Why would you stop three sentences in?
Because you fucking said some Oprah movie. I don't, what?
Fonda. This, that's a sequel to The Help.
Tyler Perry and it's hard to find good help. Produced by Oprah Winfrey.
Who the fuck was that?
I don't know. But it's
hold on, Bobby. For all the people that do not know about the show, can you please explain to us about your show?
Everybody knows about the show. Okay, it's a show that Dennis Leary, he wrote it. He's producing it. He's directing most of the episodes. Him with another great director, Michael. And it's about we start filming next week. It was awesome today. I went into the I'm gonna finish because you'll yell at me. And we're a rock band that we're almost somebody called the Heathens. And we were on the verge of making it, and it all fell apart. And the band broke up because of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Okay? Cut to 20-something years later, somebody steps back into his life just before he's about to fucking lose it and really go under and brings the band back together. And we all come back together, and we live under one roof to make somebody very famous. And it's just that, okay? So it's awesome. It's funny. It's typical, you know, Apostle Leary, awesome, funny. And Elizabeth Gillies. It's just the cast is fucking crazy. And I'm in that. I'm in it, and he's awesome, and he's, you know, those guys are great, and they put me in it, and it's unbelievable to me. I feel, like I said, I can't believe it. Like, I'm like, I can't believe I'm on this fucking thing. I get to play drums, which has been a dream of mine my life.
You can play drums?
Are you still working with Billy? What's his name?
Billy who?
The drummer.
Scottish guy.
Absolutely.
You can play drums?
Twice a week.
That was my first...
I learned how to play drums.
Wow.
I didn't have to because it's a TV show. I can just fake it. You know what I mean? But I learned how to play the songs, and I can play some other songs, and I'm not a drummer. I'm not going to claim that, but I can play the drums abso-fucking-lutely.
Hold on. He said, are you still working with Billy? You said Billy who?
Well, there's a couple of people that I know Billy that drum. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Billy, yes, absolutely Billy. He's in Break the Butterfly, which is an amazing Scottish band. If you want to check them out on iTunes. Unbelievable. He's fucking awesome band. But he helps me on Skype. Two or three times a week, we do an hour or two, and we, you know, break down the songs and drumming and all that shit. I've been doing that for a little while. But, you know, so here I am on the show with these amazing people and amazing, and we're shooting it in next week. It's crazy.
Congratulations, man. That's big. That's a big deal.
It's bigger than I thought, to be honest with you. Like, they call me, oh, we're going to do a photo shoot. I'm like, that's like crazy shit. That's awesome. I've always wanted to fucking do that. You see these people doing those for the TV shows.
Yeah.
It's like I've
it's an awesome feeling.
I've been in TV shows. I've been a guest star. I've been a top of show guy where I come in, but I've always been in a cop uniform. I've always pretty much some type of dumb hat. Or a fucking Henley, you know, those three button fucking sweaters, or a cop uniform. I went to the fitting today, man. I fucking got, dude, bracelets and necklaces and fucking awesome jeans and rock and roll shirts and fucking leathers. And I'm a dumpy dude.
Did you have to get a tattoo for the character?
Yeah, they had to put this on today.
Are you serious?
Yeah. They had to put this on.
What, a fish?
It's a cool. It's a fucking. First of all, these are my tattoos, you asshole. Before you start trashing my real tattoos.
You guys not know each other, bro?
Yeah. It's a koi fish.
I never seen. Why would you get a fish on your face? I mean, on your arm.
Listen, we need to take a break. I can't even fucking. My head's gonna pop the fuck off. I need to take a break. We're gonna take a pee. A 5-minute break. Not a falafel fucking break. Not a fucking seafood break.
You attacked me one time.
Will.
Break. We're going on break.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Here's the thing. Listeners are winning huge cash prizes every week at DraftKings.com. I've talked about it last week. I'm going to tell you this week. It's amazing. America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. I know you guys love this fantasy football stuff. One-week fantasy football means no season-long commitments. Play whenever you want. You got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you never get stuck with the same players. Pick your team in minutes, and you could be on your way to winning instant cash. All right, so hurry up and get a free entry into the $100,000 fantasy football contest this weekend. It's this weekend where first place takes home 10 grand. Head to DraftKings.com now and enter code Kelly to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Kelly for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Make sure you go to TweakedAudio.com and you guys get a 33% discount by using the code word... What? Dude. That's it. Dude. Code word dude at Tweaked Audio. They have amazing headphones. Cheap. Not cheap headphones. They're actually very inexpensive. Out of the gate, okay? You're not going to pay a lot for them if you paid full price. But if you enter the code word, dude, you get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty. They have mic'd, non-mic'd. They're amazing headphones. And look, everybody needs headphones. Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody got your new iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus. You got your friggin' notes, whatever you have. You need headphones. Don't put that friggin' thing up to your ear. How are you going to hold these big phones up to your ear? Just get a pair of headphones. Go to tweakedaudio.com and get a nice, cheap pair of headphones. Not cheap, inexpensive. I keep using that word. I don't want you. These are really great headphones. I've got a few pairs of them. I got one for my car. I got one next to the bed. I got a couple in my different bags that I use to travel. I gave one to my wife. It's a great gift. Buy three or four, five pairs. So go to tweakedaudio.com, enter the code word
dude,
and you get 33% off, free shipping, and a lifetime limited warranty. TweakedAudio.com. Make sure you go to Amazon on our link. Use that, bookmark it, and anything you buy off of Amazon, iPhone cases, drum pads, tampons, fucking snacks, use our link and we get a little piece of it. And make sure that's it. I think that's it. So let's just go right now back to the show.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What Dude podcast on Riotcast.com.
Beep. My wife just sent me a text. I'm showering. So? Just fuck, okay.
She just misses you, Bobby. She just wants you to be home.
Is that my wife's voice?
I don't know.
Or is that my wife's dumb friend voice?
That's her vagina said.
In the beginning, when y'all, first started dating, that would turn you on?
No, it didn't.
For real?
I dumped my wife a month in for this hotter chick. She's 18. Chick used to, I swear to God. Me and Don, I love my wife. Look, this, I love my wife. I would never, I joke with you, Shannon. I don't know what I'm going to say after that. I would fuck you in a second. I wouldn't even have sex with you, though. I would not do that, Shannon. I would just swipe you a couple times. Like a
Tinder?
Lizard.
Swipe like a credit
like
card?
Like Tinder.
No. Little swipe. Swipes. Remember Scarface? Tony, they love Remember that? And the girl slapped him in the face. You like it. No, I wouldn't. Seriously, I love my wife. But yeah, when we met, I was into her for a second. We hung out, and then I met some other chick. I didn't know she was the woman of my dreams until fucking, you know, I don't know, 8 years ago. 8 years ago, I started falling in love with my wife. Wow. I liked my wife a lot for the first 10 years. I thought she was cool as shit. And then when I finally got my shit together, I started, you know, oh my God, I really...
What was the thing? Was there a thing that made you go, you know what?
Yeah. I stopped being a piece of shit. I tried. You know, I stopped, you know, trying to just get my dick wet. I stopped using sex as a drug. And I moved to food.
And plus, you start realizing what's important to you from people, from these women.
You know what I did is I gave the relationship with her a shot, a real shot. I decided to work on my defects of character, which was, you know, girls or sex or whatever the fuck it was something that made me feel good about myself. So when I felt shitty, I would just, you know, have somebody or something make me feel better.
How bad were you?
Most terrible.
All cheating on her all the time?
Dude, I was hot. I was young. I had hair. I did comedy.
How many girls you smashed in your lifetime?
Oh, fucking hundreds.
Are you serious?
Yeah, hundreds.
Or what, up a 500?
No, I don't know about 500. I mean,
100?
Sexual contact or just bang?
Just bang.
Just straight out bang.
Wait, hold on. What means sexual contact and bang? Banging and sex?
Like getting blown.
No, like a blowjob doesn't count as.
Yeah, you can.
I see. You know, banging.
I finger popped a lot of chicks and sucked my dick.
No, banging.
I think finger popping is fucking.
I don't think that counts.
I don't think that counts as a number at all. Yeah.
That don't count.
Finger fuck the girl.
Yeah, that counts, man. That counts.
Would you count a hand job?
Yes, it's a sexual experience.
I don't think that counts. Dude, so you do that yourself?
Hang on, let me say this. Okay. If you have a sexual experience with a woman, whether it's kissing, finger popping, kissing is sexual. Are you nuts?
Yeah, but if I ask you how many girls you
I'm going to ask a girl right now, is kissing sexual?
It can be.
Would you rather blow a guy or kiss a guy?
Depends on the guy.
Oh,
what about
you're not winning
that?
That
was a weird comment.
I just wanted to hear her say something about blowing somebody. I'm sorry.
I feel the same way.
How about you'd rather blow a guy or kiss a guy?
There's some girls.
Depends on the guy.
Some girls I'd rather kiss, and some girls I'd rather I'll go down on. Some girls I won't go down on, but I kiss them like for hours.
Everyone.
Yeah. What, you go down on everybody?
But it's not almost sexual. Really? But I don't count that as a sexual act. It's not a sexual act.
You gotta be selective with who you go down on,
I've
bro.
Eaten some pussy I shouldn't have even looked at.
Yeah. Stop. What are you?
I never used to do
what
it.
Are you
and then
doing?
I got into it.
What? Yeah, but you don't have. It's not a thing. It's not like a fucking. You don't have to. Like nobody's.
I just do it.
Nobody's gonna yell at you if you say, "Hey, her pussy's purple. I don't want to lick
your
it."
Your pussy smells like a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
Like you had some babies.
I'm confused. Why would you make out with a woman for 2 hours and not want to eat her pussy? You must be attracted.
Not
want
to eat her vagina?
I've made out with girls, and look, I've made out with girls for not 2 hours, but a long time, and it was really sexual. I mean, oh my god!
"Here's my pussy," you'd be like, "Ew."
Well, if she said, "Here's my pussy," and I've gone down. I'm telling you, I got down on a girl once. Me and my friend were fucking about to. We had a tear this summer. We had a truth or dare scam we used to pull, like a fucking pyramid scheme. And we fucked like 9 chicks together. We had a chick refer us to another chick. And that chick just emailed me on Facebook. "Hey, remember you guys pulled the," she said, "remember you pulled the train on me?"
Oh my god.
I was like, "Yeah." I remember we fucked her.
You pulled a train on the girl?
Oh,
statute of limitations.
Yeah, wait a sec. What do you mean when two guys pull a train on a girl? What is that?
Right.
That's a train.
Right.
That's not right.
I don't think it's a train.
Trains could be interpreted different ways.
Dude, we were referred by this chick.
So
one chick told her friend and said, "These guys fuck good." We had
so
to go over.
You had a reference.
We had a reference. We had to go over and meet her. She had like a party, and we went over like, "Hey, we're Alan Bob," and she was like, "Oh, welcome, guys." She showed us around. She goes, "Okay, so I like you. Want to come back Wednesday at 9?" We were like, "Okay."
You made an appointment.
We made an appointment to fuck this chick.
Sexual appointment.
Just you and your friend.
Me and my friend out. We came back. She had a drawer full of condoms. She sucked and fucked. And I remember that's the night I slapped my own ass. I got way into it and I slapped my ass. And they both turned and went, "Did you just slap your own ass?" Because they heard the slap, but she didn't feel it. And then and I remember we both, she was like, "Oh, come in my face." So I came like a regular human being.
You had a condom on?
And it just
he came in her fingers. He can't do it through a condom.
No, I took the condom off when I was coming. She wanted me to come, so I took it off and I came on her face like regular cum. My friend,
what other kind of cum is that?
Well,
when you come, does it shoot out or does it come down?
Well,
a dripper shot.
No, it shot out, but like it was in different places on her face. My friend came and just filled her eye socket like like a lake. It was like, I remember her eye, it looked like she had a fucking pearl eye patch on. And I remember she went, "Ew." And she had to like lean over and like scoop it out of her eye.
But she stayed in the same spot long enough to fill up her eye socket.
Well, we were both coming. We were both jerking off in her face. And
oh, you guys mixed together?
You guys touched each other's necks?
No, I didn't say that, you fucking Haitian.
Did you do the Chris and Robbie Bobby thing?
No, we didn't do that. The Indian
power, captain of planet, whatever.
No. She was like, "Come in my face." So I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah." And he was like, "Yeah, yeah." And then I came regular, like on a little in the lips, some in the nose, and a little some in the hair. He just came out and filled her. I remember she had her eye was red. She couldn't. She had like wink on it. She looked like a fucking pirate. And then she went downstairs and made us chili. With one eye.
With her cummy hands?
With one eye.
With her cum on her face?
No, she cleaned it, but her eye was still a little red from his cum.
Did she wipe it off, or did she go wash it off?
Yeah, she washed it off. Oh, she wiped it off.
This is a segue about how much you love your wife, by the way. You really
said. What'd you say?
This is a segue about how much you love your wife.
So my wife. So the point.
Thanks for bringing it back.
The point is that you, as soon as I decided to have a relationship with an honest relationship with another human being, as honest as I could be, and try, just try, mm-hmm. you know, I started giving a shit about my wife over. You know, time. And now, you know, I really fucking love my wife, you know. Yeah. But, you know, sexually, it's...
How does that work, though, with marriage? Like, you talked about, like...
It's hard right now, dude.
You're fucking rocks off. You got a wife. You're married. You got the commitments. Like, you can't do
I got the kid now, which is a fucking, you know... I mean, she goes to... My wife's up at 7. Yeah. And she goes to bed at 9. I'm here with you assholes. I go home. She's in bed. Yeah. So it's like,
what's the hard? You say it's hard. What's the hard part?
It's hard because it's, we got to get back onto. We have. Can you guys not all look at her ass at once?
Yeah, come on, bro.
So,
you know the guy code, man. Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
There's no guy code on the podcast. Okay, there's funny code. That's all there is. Okay, I got to chuckle out of that. So go fuck yourself. If you guys didn't laugh and go fuck you, then that would have been like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean,
what's the hard part about marriage?
The hard part about marriage is that you question, you know, like, did I give up somewhere? Could I be, you know, banging broads? Could I? Is that the right way to just go around? And is monogamy a lie? Is marriage a lie? Am I just being cattle? You question yourself a lot.
But are you afraid now that you're getting kind of famous again that some chick might throw herself on your dick?
First of all, I'm not. I don't think I'm getting. I don't. See, that's the thing. It's like this fame thing. I don't even understand what that is. It's a weird thing, man. Like, I'm not. I think guys that are famous are Chris Rock. That's famous to me. I think, you know, Louis C.K. is famous.
Kevin Hart
is famous. That's fame. You know, that's what people see in the business. You know what I mean? I'm in a show. It's great. It's awesome. You know what I mean? I got a special coming out.
You know it could happen, right? Because that show could enhance everything else you're doing. Even though you say you can't control that, but you control this.
Yeah.
That show could blow this up. It could blow your stand up up. Everything else you're doing is going to enhance.
How many shows have, you know, made people's careers? Just one show.
Look,
Seinfeld wasn't that famous before you got Seinfeld.
Yeah, but there's a lot of shows out there.
Louis wasn't famous.
I'm saying your show could be huge.
I know, but I don't like to even think like that.
Yeah, or you could fuck it up too. But don't think about that.
How many shows when you got that? How many shows have you done?
How many TV shows?
Yeah, that you were going to be famous on, that you possibly could change your life.
I don't know. Jesus Christ.
A lot.
Not like this. Not like your opportunity. No. This is a bigger deal than I've ever
been. All right, so I'm going to be famous. So I don't want to talk to you guys anymore. I don't know what to tell you.
My question for you, though, is like...
What is it, Brandon?
You grew up with a fucked up childhood, right?
Yes, I did.
You had a fucked up, broken family and everything. How do you think that you're going to be able to maintain that?
Like, I am a fuck...
I was worried about that with marriage and shit.
I think day by day.
I am an amazing dad. I will fucking...
I believe that, yeah.
I'll tell you this right now. There's one thing I'm fucking... I know... I won't sit here and say I'm the fucking great, one of the greats comics. Yeah. I'm a fucking, oh my God, I don't know what the fuck. That's for you people to judge. My job is to try to get better at comedy. My job is to write a new joke, to try to be original, to try to be honest. My job is to try to, you know, do the best job I can on the show. That's my job. To try to put the best podcast together every week. That's my job. But as a father, I'll fucking tell you right now, I am fucking awesome. Yeah, I'm fucking great. So my kid's life is going to be changed. He's going to have a way better life than me because me and my wife are connected as human beings, right? Yeah. I give a shit about my wife. She gives a shit about me. She cares about herself. I care about myself. We try to better ourselves. And, you know... And that, therefore, he benefits from that. We have dinner. We put the cell phones away. We go for walks. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, I learned, I am fine. I never had a dad. I am the dad. Okay? Mm-hmm. So now I get to be the dad I've always wanted.
And your wife also have a strong foundation. Like, you've known each other so long that...
Long fucking time. Yeah. We're compatible. Relationships are based on compatibility. Okay? And love is based on fucking relationships, is basically, okay? So, there, you know, if you sit there and go, love, what is love? I don't fucking know, but I know that I can hang out with my wife for more than fucking 3 hours and not want to punch her in the neck. I can't say that for most of the women I've dated. Most of the women I've dated, a couple hours in, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Yes, she has a massive, awesome pussy. Yes, she gives the yes, she has the best head. But she fucking drones me. We're not connected. I can sit with my wife for fucking hours and days and months and love being with her. Do we fight? Fucking yes. But we make up. We try to do the best we can. You know what I mean? Yeah. And, you know, look, it's... I don't know. I think it's...
Being a good dad never goes away. Like my parents came to see me for 2.5 hours away. They were so happy. Like they came to every baseball game. What does that mean? They love me what less if I love
them? I'm saying,
them.
Like, it's not a big...
They can see you performing the act down in the basement.
Well, I do that. What do you think I do every night? I do 7 shows a night.
I didn't say that part. You're just looking at the wrong place.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I think that... Here's the problem, though, that I get nervous with, is that I'm trying to overcome, is that people like... you know, like I on this thing, like this is my baby, and I get disappointed, like when fucking, you know, certain people fuck it up or try to, you know, fuck with it or whatever. I get fucking weirded out, man. I do. I get very protective. You know, that's why I fucking yell at this asshole. Because like
you just say me, you don't say have to say certain people.
No, I just certain people, man. Look, man, it's weird. You know, people fucking show up late or leave early. That's been bugging me, to be honest with you.
Because nothing else is in your control. The TV show's not in your control, but this is.
Yeah. Yeah, who's on it, you know? And this whole show is... the only thing I offer you guys is people liking you. So people who like me will like you, hopefully. That's all I can offer you. And maybe even more.
A lot of people don't like me.
You know what I mean? What's that?
A lot of people don't like me.
Everyone a lot of people love about. You, dude, from this show.
Yeah, everyone loves you.
Everybody loves you. Go into the chat room right now. Everybody who loves Will, speak up.
You're one of my favorite guests, Will.
Yeah. Nobody asked you. Okay? If I could put a mic, all of a sudden you're one of the guys. What happened to you? You're talking more than Scobo's ever talked, ever. And you're more interesting. No, I'm kidding. You're good. You're good.
Hey, you know, another thing is also...
Are you sure?
When you, with the, you know, all of us had like things in our career that comes and then it's been taken away.
Hang on. Somebody wrote, nobody cares, take your jacket off. I don't have a jacket on, you fucking cunt.
I think he's talking about Shannon.
Oh, yeah. That's when you would tell
him. It's not a jacket.
Bobby, do you read books?
Can we turn up the AC?
Can we turn this AC
The
off?
Fact that you wore that really makes me angry, yeah. By the way.
It's cold out.
The AC's
Can we just shoulder?
Listen, okay, listen, you pervert. Relax. I'm kidding. You're serious.
The last time I was here, I wore a turtleneck. This is at least like tank top.
Yeah, but I don't like that we don't get any cleavage. Will you stop it, Dupoo? Dupee? He's zooming in just on her tits. Don't do that. That's okay, I don't want women. That's the fucking problem. Is it, fucking every woman that listens to the show thinks we're a bunch of fucking... We are. Will you close your eyes, Brandon? Is that we're not? I don't want you. I want you to feel comfortable here. I mean,
just
I would love for you to.
On.
Well, topless would be fucking easier for us. If you got, you understand? If you took your top off, we'd be over it in like fucking 3 months, and then it wouldn't even matter. Like we wouldn't even think about it. The place would just be filled with jizz.
I'd think about it. Yeah.
She walk out blind.
Holy God.
I'm sorry. Where am I going? Back to my wife. I love my wife.
She's in eye sockets and shit.
I don't know. I mean, I mean, like Scopo, how do you feel? Like, okay, me, I come in, I fucking give you shit about this. I fucking pissed off. Honestly, you have permission to speak freely. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Permission to speak freely. I've already got my card. I got my money.
Yeah, you don't need anything else from me.
No. When I come in and I tell you you fucked up, like tonight, and I'm pissed, and you keep, you know, how do you feel about that?
Tonight? Well, I think it wasn't, I mean, yeah, it was partially my fault because I didn't tell Will to be here 10 minutes early, but it was still 8:50. It wasn't like he was, you know, it was 9:10. And I was like, I tried everything. I got set everything else up. I was like, everything's good to go.
And then I was like this. I was like, fuck, all right, I'll just deal with it.
But we had the talk, though. So, like, we were supposed to make
Hold on. It's not about you. It's about how he feels.
I want to make sure that he has that. He's not bringing up that point.
Yeah, you're not saying how you feel. You're just saying excuses.
Yeah. How do you feel about how Bobby be attacking you, man? Just tell this. Just
okay, go ahead. Yeah, say it. Go ahead. What'd you call me?
Nothing.
Nah, it was whatever. It's. I'm over it now.
I want to know
how you feel.
Don't repress your feelings.
I was like, all right, whatever. I fucked.
What
up.
Racial slur come in your head? When he talks to you like
that. What? So go ahead, Scobo. You can talk freely. Go ahead.
No, I was like, all right.
Zoom in on Scobo.
All right. I guess I fucked up again.
And did it make you mad at Bobby or black people?
Both. That's good. No, I don't know. I was just like, all right, fuck it. I was like, I had another one. I was like, another fucking thing.
He's holding back, man. He's holding back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're holding back, dude. Okay, get it out of him, Will.
Look, man.
Actually, let Bill do it because Bill's white. I think.
I'm not scared of Bill. I'm not fucking.
What comes to when freaking Bobby yelling at you? What
you weren't even here, asshole. What? Stop acting like you were here.
I'm here every time when you yell at him.
If you were on fucking time, nobody get yelled at you.
You want to find something else to yell at him? It's like a sitcom, man. Every week the same old thing happens. Yeah. You gonna find something new for this episode to yell at.
I definitely agree with that. I'll get yelled at for something. No matter what
because you're in a relationship together.
I come in, I'm like, I'm going to get yelled at. I'm going to yell at for something. And I'm just like, I just deal with it.
Now, okay. Now let's deal with this. Now, do I yell at you?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you, Adrian.
Yeah.
Permission to speak freely.
What is that?
Permission
to
answer.
I don't want them.
Are you granting me permission to speak freely?
I don't want them to think that they have to not.
No,
you know
I'll
what I
speak
mean?
Honestly.
All right, relax on that, all right, with your tone, all right? I get it, all right? You'll speak freely because I gave you the permission. No, I'm joking. Does he fuck up a lot? Look at me.
Look at me.
I know you. This is
that was not the question. You was going to ask him, how does he feel about you yelling at him?
No, I never yelled at him.
He doesn't yell at Adrian. Who yells at me?
I don't yell at Adrian. You know why?
Adrian
doesn't fuck up. He doesn't fuck up.
What?
Whatever he's told to do, he does.
He about to say something. You cut him off.
Go ahead, Adrian. I'm asking you.
Does Scobo fuck up?
Yes. Look at me.
Honestly.
Don't be a fucking pussy.
I'm being dead honest with
yes.
you. I would say it's about 50-50 between you kind of flying off the handle for somewhere. It's like, he didn't really do anything.
Okay.
But there are times where he fucks up. I would say it's honest half and half.
Hold on. You said
that
the
is the most. What are you,
first?
Fucking? Are you no. Sweden? Switzerland? No. What's the neutral country? Shut up.
You're Dutch. It's called Dutch.
That's Netherlands, you fucking dummy. It's called Dutch. Dumb. You're dumb.
They spit the bill. It's called Dutch, asshole.
Wait a minute. My head is going to pop off my fuck. I think Shannon's boob popped out on that one. What the fuck is that? I'm going to fucking leave. I never want you on the show again. Please go into the chat room and find out what people are saying. It's Dutch. They split the bill in half. So it's 50-50. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the war. Fuck. It's Switzerland, right?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. My fault.
So why? It can't. Listen, in life, there's no way it's 50-50. There's no way. It's just impossible.
I'm not being politically.
Don't be, because he's not mad and I'm not mad. Right, no, down
Bobby,
the fuck you.
Bobby, the first thing that he said, the first thing they said about you going flying off the cuff, that's the one he really means. The other one was
you
to
do,
thrust,
you do. There are a lot of times.
Hang on.
The other
let,
50 was to sue
stop
things
fucking,
out with you.
You're fucking, you, first of all.
I know personality and behavior.
Listen.
Behavior. What is behavior?
That's the
behavior's not a word.
I don't know what you said, but you're leading the witness. You're leading the fucking witness.
Oh my god.
Go ahead.
I'm writing that down for you.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't even know what he said, but go ahead. Yes.
There are a lot of times where
I'm asking you the question. Give the percentage.
All right. I would
are
say,
you texting him?
No, I'm writing down names no. of the show.
Because I know
my,
you.
I'm doing
first
my
of all,
job. Hold on. I'm doing my job right now, and you're getting mad at me for texting him, and I'm doing my job.
Because I know you two fucking queens probably love each other and have coffee. Oh, fucking Bobby. Yeah, you both wear the same fucking jerseys.
We actually went
this
to coffee
is what they
today.
Talking about right here.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're right. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I want to percent.
He does. All right. Scopo probably fucks up a more than you. Are over the top, but when there are times where he fucks up, and you kind of take it to the next level where it's like, all right, chastise him, and then kind of move on.
So you're saying
but
that
I will say,
hang on, you let me fucking back you down a little. Right. I'm trying to get the information out of you, and you keep fucking, you keep negotiating so Scopo doesn't get mad at you. Okay, not listen, listen, you. So Scopo fucks up more than I fly off the handle. You said that.
Yes, but almost
no,
every-
no buts. I'm trying to get an answer out of
yes.
you, and you keep trying to fucking add extra shit. So he fucks up a lot.
No, you're fucking. He said 50. I didn't say a lot.
I didn't say a lot. I'd say he fucks up more than it's 50-50 is probably not accurate. I'd say 65. To,
70. 70.
You keep
60,
him
how
on
much?
The show.
70.
You keep him on the
he
show.
Fucks
because
he fucks 70%.
Up 70%. But there,
that's
every
true.
Single time you get mad at him,
yeah.
Almost, the majority of the time, yeah. it goes to the next level where it could have just been easily.
Like how?
There was just a calm.
All right, so you be like, me. You be me. I'll be Scopo. All right?
Dude! Are you fucking kidding me?
No, look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I. Well, yeah, but you. You
how many fucking times do I.
Seven. Right, 17.
I did do it. Like
17 times. You told me 17 times. Keep going.
I can't.
See, can I be Bobby? Yeah, can
exactly.
I be Bobby?
So,
can I be Bobby?
No, because nobody's going to. We're going to have to fucking interpret it. All right, go ahead, be me, but talk slow.
Scopo!
What?
The fuck is wrong?
Oh, wait a minute. What?
I said not to touch this part of the table. Why did you put your finger on this part of the table, Scopo? What the fucking Jesus? Do not touch the table.
I don't.
You put your pinky here and then freaking. And now the tables are balanced. Scopo, I told you week after week, don't touch. I said, Scopo, I said it nicely. Scopo, don't. What I say? What I say, Scopo?
You said don't touch the table. You said don't touch the table.
Exactly. And what did you do?
I touched the table.
Why?
Because I don't know. I live with my parents. I don't know. I don't have common sense because I don't need it where I live. There's food in the fridge and there's heat that comes out of a thing. And I just drive into the city and I tell jokes and I go home and mommy has food waiting.
Mommy.
I don't need common sense because my parents have it for me.
It's pretty spot on.
Yes, go ahead.
Like, for example, today with the cameras,
yes.
Chris, everything, our whole pre-show routine of checking everything out,
yeah.
Chris did everything today perfect.
Did you put people did you put people in the chairs?
What do you mean? Yeah, we planned out who was going to sit where.
You planned it out.
Yes.
So when people came in and it wasn't, who got up to move and check, make sure the cameras were on? Who said, oh my God, we did all this, but it changed. And now Will's sitting over here. We didn't do that camera, so we need to get that fixed right
no,
now.
No, but I think Will sat down, and then within maybe right after the intro song, Will sat
so,
down.
But that's common sense, though. Well, if your job is the cameras, mm-hmm. if your job is to make sure the cameras are right, and then you make, okay, bang, it's happening, right? Oh, my God, Will's sitting over there. We made sure. You guys do it and forget it. You're not constantly going. And you, working for ONA, you better fucking learn this shit.
Yeah, no, I know
because
that.
They're going to go get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Right?
No,
so,
I know.
So
that's how
all of a sudden, another guest comes in. He's sitting over here. We made sure the cameras are over there. Fuck. Dude, let me fix this camera. Bobby, can you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm this.
That's how I am there. I mean, here I know that if anything goes wrong.
You're
I'm
really good.
Yelled at.
You're really good. You don't get yelled at
yeah.
because you have common sense.
No, I'm saying if anything goes wrong here, I know I'm not going to get yelled at, even if it's my fault.
Why? Because Scopo gets yelled at?
Yeah.
Why? Does he take the hit for you?
That's how the sitcom goes.
Yeah. I was just kidding.
All right, well.
Today, honestly, it probably me and Deep, we probably should have checked the cameras.
Yeah.
Because Chris has.
There's three guys here.
Yeah, and Chris kind of runs the entire thing.
And a possible.
Chris does all the. He does 95% of the work for the
Chris,
for
let
the
me tell you something about Chris Scopo. Chris is the shit. Hands down. has the common sense of a fucking doormat. Literally, there's a chipmunk in front of my house that has more common sense than him. Literally, I put fucking mothballs in one of his holes. He just made another one. Chris would just sit there and go, "Hey, mothballs," instead of fucking making another hole. He just lived with the mothballs. These mothballs are killing me. But he is. He's a, he is. He's a fucking soldier.
Yeah.
But I so here's the deal. I promise you that I told you that I will try to work on, and not for you, but for my son.
Yeah, you're in, this is a training right now.
I am going to try to not. I'm going to try to have more patience with you.
Not going
to
happen.
And you. Not you. Are you a fucking Indian leprechaun? What the fuck is your? What are you doing? Just grow it or don't grow it. So I'm gonna try to have more patience with you guys in here. But will you do me a favor? Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you make a checklist and just check it twice?
Okay, I checked everything off tonight. Everything was working before I went downstairs.
Did you call Will and you tell him that he's supposed to be here on time?
Let him finish his thing, man. He's saying something. Let him finish.
Fuck you, Will. How's that? I'm not going to work on it for you. I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself. All right. Sorry.
What are you going to do when your son fucks up? Because he'll fuck up at some point.
What do you mean?
He's too young to fuck up now, but he's going to start being like Scopo and fucking up. So what's going to be the...
A young Scopo in the making.
How awful would that be for you?
What? I don't know, dude.
I'd come back and bite you.
My son fucks up now, but I think... I don't know, dude. I'm trying to fucking... I was brought up with fucking a lot of shit. Yeah. I was taught a lot of bad things. You know? And like stuff like this, that's mine. I protect it and I shouldn't. I should allow it to be... I should allow it to go off center a little bit. I should allow it. And I'm not good with that. And I apologize. Yeah. I've apologized before. Yeah. There's one thing about me, I will come clean.
For sure. Yeah.
I think I will...
Yeah, you called the other day.
I think when I fuck up, I will admit it at least. So I'm not just a sociopath that treats you like shit and just waiting for me to fail and you to succeed so you can just tell people what a fucking cunt I was. What are you fucking mumbling?
Sociopath. You said social.
Thank you. What did you say? Say it again. What did you say?
What did I say?
It says sociopath.
That's what I heard.
So what is it?
It's a sociopath.
Thank you. That's I said what sociopath. I heard. I didn't want to say nothing. I was going to let it slide.
Will. It sounded right in your head. You were like, all right, he said it right.
Social.
Stop saying it all at once. I can't hear it.
Social.
Will, shut the fuck up. Did he get it right?
Oh my, he did. Nailed it.
This is asshole. The worst show. It's the first time you forgot anything right on the show. You've never said anything right.
I said bad things right.
What? Name one.
That.
Social.
Didn't get it right. Sorry.
You got it wrong that time.
I did?
Yeah.
S-O-C-I-O.
Hang on. Say it.
Sociopath.
Social.
You keep saying social.
There's no L.
Social. Yeah.
Socio.
Socio.
Sociopath.
No socio.
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 Yay.
Yeah, there you go.
I want you so bad. Everybody wants Shannon. Raise your hand. Really big dick, Bill? Fuck you, Bill. I guarantee I've never seen you this polite to a woman. You actually like her. We just want to bang her. You want to make her a fucking girl. Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Good. Listen.
When last time you had a boyfriend?
3 years ago.
Wow. What's wrong with your vagina?
It smells
like pregnancy.
No kids. It was a bad breakup. I'm kind of over it for a little bit.
What was bad? Hold on. What was
me
bad?
Me too, Shannon. Me too.
See, that's what he does. Times in. You understand what he does?
Too bad you look like the killer from Scream, but maybe she'll get around.
What's a bad breakup? Was he abusive?
Matthew Lillard.
Is that too, like...
No.
All right.
No.
You don't want to say it?
Possessive. Possessive and jealous.
What do you mean?
Oh, he was Italian.
Well, yeah, I understand the jealousy part.
Hey, look at me. What do you mean?
He was Italian.
Look at me. Look at me. What do you mean?
The thing that ended the relationship was I went on a business trip, and there was a guy coming on the business trip with me.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You're one of those. You're one of those jealous possessive
types. No, I'd let my wife fuck somebody. I don't care. I'm fucking done.
So it's not like we were staying
in the same... I'm tired by 11. No, I'm not one of those. But you, what business trip? What business were you on? What business?
Okay, my last job was for a background screening company.
A background screening company.
Yeah, so we're going to Colorado.
Right.
Me and somebody else.
What's his name?
I don't want to say.
No, okay. How old was he?
Maybe like 3 or 4 years older than me.
Okay, so he was 42.
Okay, but the thing is, my boyfriend at the time.
How old?
That's not nice. I almost let it go. And so
how old
laughed.
Are you?
I'm 32, jerk.
Oh, you look 32. What the fuck is going on?
It's so hot, though, when she said jerk.
The way she said that. She hit it on her head, too.
All right, go ahead.
So the thing is that my boyfriend at the time had no idea what the guy looked like, didn't know his age, knew nothing about him at all.
Right, he didn't know
his
Chinese.
Just knew it was a guy. No, just knew it was a guy going on the business trip.
Listen, tell me don't get jealous. What the fuck you mean? He's Chinese. Oh, okay, go ahead.
So we weren't staying in the same room together, nothing, just traveling together. I had my stuff packed at his house because we practically lived together. Yep. And when before I went to go pick up my suitcase, he had cut up my business clothes because I had like shirts. There are like button down shirts that are like bodysuits, so they don't come untucked.
You have a bodysuit?
No, it just.
guys.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to look at her like that.
Who was that?
Let her fucking finish.
You don't want to keep it to
like a onesie.
Yeah. I call bullshit, by the way. Yeah.
On what?
I call bullshit on the fact that if this guy cut up your business clothes for this trip, he was a dick for years, and you dealt with it all that time. So don't make yourself the blameless
victim.
I'm just explaining why.
That's what Dawes does, by the way.
I'm not a victim. I'm not saying I'm a victim. I'm just explaining why the relationship ended.
Oh, it was so great, but then he cut up my
clothes. Guys,
please, can we just...
No, I want to hear you. I really do. Hang on 1 second. What do you mean? What are you saying?
I feel like girls stay in these shitty relationships for whatever shitty reason.
Don't generalize, because you've dealt with shit from girls before.
I feel like you stay in shitty relationships and shitty.
Not me.
And then you
go,
but then one time he did this. You probably had a horrible, contentious relationship where you fought and you did shitty things for years to each other.
Okay, you see how you're projecting your past shit with girls on
TV?
She said project, motherfucker.
Because I never said it was
great.
Look,
you have a tattoo on your upper neck.
Oh! But keep going.
I have a tattoo on my upper neck.
What does that mean?
Okay. It means that, listen, she's no spring chicken. She's not innocent in this situation. Let's admit
it. I never said I was.
Oh, it's not a real tattoo.
Wait, stop.
It's not a real tattoo.
You have a tattoo?
They did it for the show I'm on. They just put it on.
You have a tattoo?
No, nothing.
You're on a show?
Where is it?
What kind of show?
Where's the one on your neck?
There's one behind my ear. There's one on the back of my neck. One along my
neck. How you seen all this shit?
What's the show that you're...
I Googled her before the show.
No,
I'm kidding.
How did you know she had a tattoo on the back of her neck?
I walked by and I saw it on the back of her neck.
Yeah.
That's a creepy thing.
That's some creepy shit.
I have eyeballs?
Your posture is very...
Meanwhile, matching tattoo with my little sister.
That's
tattoo.
Cute.
First of all. Second of all, what? Again...
Okay, you're getting defensive, so calm down.
Fight.
I'm getting defensive because you're attacking me.
You're a Buddhist.
Okay. No, because you're attacking me and you said that all you girls always do this, blah, blah. I never said it was...
all you girls.
It's my turn now, right?
Got it.
So
I love how she talks about Buddhism. I love it.
Again, what I said before, you're picking and choosing things. What I said before is I don't agree with everything about the Buddhist religion except this. That's what I said before.
Okay.
I never said this relationship was perfect.
What
all
don't
of a sudden
you agree
it went
with
wrong.
About Buddhism?
Oh, do you want to go through every single thing so we could turn it
name
away
one,
from what I'm talking about?
Name one thing you
now?
Don't agree with about Buddhism.
I'm talking about one thing right now, not that.
Because you can't name one thing you don't agree with.
Can you guys have sex or
anything? Can you go back to the tattoos, please?
Guys.
He's not my type.
Go ahead. Oh, shit.
No, it was me. So I never said things were perfect.
I have a master's degree.
I never said things were perfect, and this was the one thing that went wrong.
I like that. That was funny.
You also have a belly.
I try to do sugar no grains. Go ahead. I keep fucking taking sugars, man. I can't help it. I got a problem.
How's he been saying shit?
Shannon, go ahead.
I never said things were perfect, and this was the one thing that went wrong. I said that this was the one thing that the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
That's all I said.
Right.
Obviously, girls have been telling him for a long time or turning him down
for
the bad boy.
Who's projecting now?
I'm responding to you. That's it.
You're projecting.
Projecting what? I'm responding. This is called responding.
Obviously, you. The blah, blah, blah.
No, shut up.
Oh, shit.
What? You say shut up?
How is shut up a proper response?
I was talking to myself to say that.
You should. How is that a proper response saying shut up?
I don't care.
Wait a minute,
you
dude.
You seemed to care a couple minutes ago, and
yeah,
now
dude,
you're shut down.
Because you didn't say it was a straw that broke him back. This is why we broke up. You didn't say it was a straw that broke him back. You didn't
Same
say it was
shit.
A shitty relationship and this one thing happened.
They were all forgetting.
Well,
the important thing is that Shannon is single.
She did say this is why broke
the
up
the number one they were forgetting.
Apart.
Okay.
She did say, she said a straw, but she did say this is what ended the relationship, and she went to the store.
One of us can take her out
but
to
which,
Red Lobster.
But which kind of is soon. The straw that broke him
you're
back?
Right, I agree.
Or the final end, or the end of the road, or AKA.
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 By
Bobby, you all right?
I just saw him. I just saw Deepu or Dupu fucking just mixed fucking two shots in one shot and zoomed in and made Bill and Shannon be in the same fucking shot. I picked the right one. I picked the right one. I picked the Indian whiz kid. I got a fucking
Bobby,
savant.
This intelligence been out. This intelligence been out.
I don't know what that means. What the? Can you invent an app that translates Will's speak?
I think that's impossible.
Okay, great.
Sorry about that.
Listen, here, this is what happened just now. We all know this. I'm going to talk to the rest of the people in the room that are ugly like me. Okay? The two good-looking people just went at it. Okay? The two, the hot chick and the fucking dude who fucks hot chicks and the hot chick just went, fuck you. I'm not fucking you. And all the fat, ugly fucking Scopo, you're in it. Okay? You're in it. Yeah, you're in it. I'm sorry. I know you think, you just in it, dude. I'm sorry. You're with me.
I know,
you're
I
with
know.
Me, Brandon, Adrian, and fucking Deepu.
Me?
Yeah, you're
wait,
not.
What the dude. Fuck is Will not in this shit?
Well, Will's the, not well, from this country.
Black, why you got me black on black crime, man?
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is... Because Bobby coming at me. I tried to follow the No Sugar No Grains. You didn't talk about how you can maintain it. I tried for a week and a half. The shit, I had coffee with sugar, and I started taking soda, and I started eating pasta. Motherfucker, you didn't go with deep detail in that episode about how to maintain it. So fuck you for calling me fat.
Wait,
I tried.
I love that. That was awesome.
Tried.
You're fat?
Well, he called me fat.
I didn't say that. I did not say
happy.
You. I didn't say. I didn't say you were fat. I said you have a belly.
But that's the same.
That's
thing.
It's not the same. It is. But listen, it's not. I'm fat. You have a belly, which is the same thing. Yes, but it's different. It's different. And here's how you maintain it. You don't. Look at me. Okay? All right? The reason why the episode didn't go further is because Fat Boy was eating pizza all weekend at Foxwoods. Fat Boy did Chinese food by himself in a room, naked, with a towel on his lap as a napkin. Fat Boy had gelato on the fucking sneak. Okay? Fat Boy had fucking fried clams and french fries and then went over and got a fucking piece of pizza. All right? Went to his room. Instead of fucking hanging out with these fucking young lads trying to get pussy all night and throwing away their money, I was in my room eating until I fucking went to sleep, and I slept on my side and woke up with throw up in my fucking mouth because I ate too much and I have fucking acid reflux and I didn't take my pill. So that's why the episode on No Sugar No Grains didn't happen, you fuck.
Yeah.
I don't want fat boys life is all I'm trying to say.
So the two good looking people went at it and the two fat people in here went at it. Who's next? The interns?
All right, listen. I think there was a misunderstanding, Bill.
You're right. My fault.
No, don't be passive aggressive with me.
No, please. I just wanted to end.
No, it's not going to end. I think it's interesting. I look, if there's anything interesting about this show, is that, you know, look, it's reality. I think that you, a girl like Shannon, okay, who's hot, right?
Yes.
I mean, you think she's hot, right?
Keep going. No, she's hot. I'm kidding. Of course.
She's hot.
She's beautiful. She looks like Carly Simon when she was hot.
Wow.
Carly Simon was hot.
That was an old ass reference, bro. There's
I know. Sorry about that.
It's 2014.
Who is she? Who is she hot to? Cat Stevens? The fuck is Carly Simon? The fuck is Carly?
Wow.
There's my wife. Oh. She, I don't know why my wife.
Is she done with her shower?
She knows. Easy. I'll take a beating from you.
Oh, wow. Carly Simon was hot.
Is that a book? What is that?
It's my iPhone 6 Plus.
Any
what?
Quarters for that thing?
Really?
Is that iPhone?
That Carly Simon?
Hello. Guys.
Hi.
Hey, I'm still doing the show, honey. What's up? You okay?
Yeah, I was just checking in. Did you see the picture of the cat?
No, I'm doing a show right now, honey. I'm doing a podcast. You know, the thing I do every week?
Yeah.
What do you mean,
I fed a rancid cat some salmon tonight, so I think we're going to have a reoccurring animal around the neighborhood.
Yeah, you don't feed fucking cats in the neighborhood, bub.
I felt bad.
Felt bad for what? Let the person who has the cat feel bad.
All right, well, anyways, I fed a cat, the black and white one that roams around.
Great. Thanks for feeding the stray cat. And now he's going to be scare the shit out of me when I pull up in the driveway in the middle of the fucking night tonight. And he's going to be at the door wanting salmon. Good for you.
Sorry. Well, enjoy the show. I'll see you later.
It's my birthday. I forgot it was my birthday. Did you know it's my birthday?
It's not your birthday today.
But it's coming up. Scopo gave me, and Lewis, and Dan, and Joe. None of you guys. No, that's it. They gave me a card.
That's nice.
I forgot it was my birthday.
Yeah, it's in a few days, hon. Our anniversary is next year, by the way.
Our anniversary. Oh, shit, we're married. That's on the 10th, right? How long has it been? 8 years, right?
No, 7.
Seems like 8. Okay, I swear to God, I think it's 8. All right, Bubba, I love you. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye. Ooh. What do you mean, woo?
That's love right there, man.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't do that.
Woo. Sexy
that
voice.
Adrian, don't fucking woo my wife.
No, I'm complimenting you. She sounds very pretty and respectable.
She got a hot voice.
Pretty and respectable.
How do you tell somebody?
You need to keep your wife away from Will over here with that piece.
Oh, fucking. Listen, my wife's from Boston. I don't have to worry about Will. I think I gave her the Will test when I met her.
Honey, there's somebody on the lawn.
What?
With that joke, somebody should get the handkerchief.
Oh, I get. All right.
If you call it handkerchief again, I'm going to fucking ball it up and put it in your mouth. Make you choke on the fucking handkerchief. Go to the chat room, Deepoo. What are they saying?
Shannon never finished that story. This show is ADD.
Shannon, finish your story. No, who's that for? Black? Okay,
I want to hear the end of it.
I want to hear the story because, listen, what happened was, the reason why I let that go down is because, you know what, you had it out, you fucking, it's all over, you know where you stand with him, you know where you stand, but if you don't, you have a little tiff, and then, hey, what was that? And you're going to be wondering. Now you know, you fucking hate Bill Dawes. All right? You know Bill's a fucking caveman dick that doesn't like hot chicks and wanted to teach you a lesson. And you guys will probably definitely fuck down the road somewhere. You're sucking his awesome fucking perfect cock, and you're going to fucking plow her, and then you'll really hate him after that. Okay. Okay, so
I think they talking about the story about her ex.
Finish that story, Bubba. Go ahead.
That was really it. That's the story.
So he just cut up your clothes.
So he cut your clothes up, and then
it's because of the, like I was describing the because it had like the onesie clip at the bottom, so it doesn't come untucked.
Yeah.
He thought it was some sort of lingerie that I was packing on the trip to go with this guy.
Right.
And then so he
cut the bottoms.
Just cut them up.
Wow. Did you go on a trip?
Yeah, I had to, by my job, I went to like a Lowman's or whatever and got a suit real quick.
Did you guys break up before you went on the trip?
Yeah.
And did you hook up with that guy?
Were y'all living together?
No, he has a girlfriend. No, not at all.
Were y'all living together?
Not technically.
Did you guys share a room on the trip?
No, me and the guy, no.
You had separate rooms?
Yeah.
Did you masturbate to the guy?
No, he was just
Have you ever masturbated to me?
No.
Why do you gotta laugh? What the fuck?
I mean, I would like to, but since you're married, I can't.
Did the guy hit on you? Did the guy hit on
Bobby?
We can add her to the show.
Will you stop trying to get Shannon on the show? Deepu just made fucking a fucking three-dimensional.
Have you seen her tits? Honestly,
I fucking care about Deepu more than I care about Shannon's tits. Okay,
I'm saying a lot.
It's a great shot, but those are great tits. But that shot is great. I mean, it's not the perfect because you still have the black dude
sloppy, but
on the thing. You should get, you know, it should be.
He's critical of himself. You got the perfect guy right here.
I know.
Man.
Listen, I know. I'm critical of myself. Well, that's sad. So you haven't had a boyfriend in 3 years.
About 3 years ago.
Wow.
3 years, yeah.
Wow.
What's the last day you went out?
Do you ever miss him?
No. No, I had the Tinder app, but then I had a creepy thing happen.
Oh shit!
Hold on, shout out creepy.
Something creeper on Tinder?
What?
No, the thing is that somebody like stalked me from Tinder.
On Tinder?
Yeah, but onto Facebook.
We all did the same joke on Tinder. Sarcastic eyebrows.
Yes, understood. But like they found me because on Tinder it's just a picture and like a first name and an age or whatever. So this person found me with a different profile picture, found me just through my first name and my picture on Facebook.
Don't you get matched on Tinder a lot of times by your mutual friends?
Yeah, but they can't. We didn't have any mutual friends.
Oh, okay. Never
and
mind.
Yeah, there was. I don't understand how he did.
And when he stalked, what do you mean stalked? What did he do?
He found me on Facebook from Tinder.
And then what? And then
that's not that hard to do.
I mean, you were on the show though, so you were tagged in pictures and stuff. So
this before then. This is before that
so
happened.
So wait, what happened though? What did he do on Facebook?
He contacted me, but he had to find me, and I was like, he kept emailing me, and I'm like, do I know you? And he's like, oh yeah, from Tinder. And I was like, so why aren't you contacting me on Tinder? Why are you contacting me on Facebook?
That is stalkish.
That's weird.
Is creepy and stalkish.
I have a question for you though.
You understand what that means, Bobby?
Yeah.
You understand what that happened?
What was the last
Would you want to explain it to me?
And on Tinder, you can't really. It's either I like you, I don't like you. I like you, I don't like you. If I don't, if I like you, I gotta like you back for us to communicate. Being that she communicate, he like F that. I'm gonna find this bitch anyway. Goes on Facebook, type in her first name. All these other bitches came up. He kept scrolling to see a bitch that looked like this bitch, and then bam.
That's what happened.
When I say bitch, with all due respect to it.
Listen, man, there's nobody I love more than you. I can listen to you all fucking day. God damn it, you're a fucking, you're almost fucking smart. Like, you're a weird genius in your own way. Even the language that you've created, it's amazing. I fucking love you, dude. I fucking love you. Listen, so that's why I love having a girl on. I mean, no girl comedian wants to ever do this show. I mean, it's just done because I have, first of all, too many alpha males on, and it becomes fucking ruthless, which is sad. I wish we could have more girls on this show because I love having a girl point of view. It's a very, because it does cause people like you or whatever, people, you know, to get a little fucking fuck you, which I like. I don't mind that. I mean, you're not just sitting here going, ugh, rolling your eyes and being passive aggressive. You said what you wanted to.
I know a couple girl comedians that do a show.
Who?
Zaynab Johnson will do it.
Who?
Zaynab Johnson.
The big black girl from SNL?
No, that's
not sure. That's the racist.
No, Zaynab Johnson.
I thought it was the same one. I thought it was the same one too.
Well, he's just as bad.
I'm sorry, dude. Why am I racist?
Zaheer Zamata and Zaheer Johnson. She's the tall chick from Last Comic Standing.
What's the name? Name it. What's their name again?
Zaheer Johnson.
Okay, what's the other one?
Zaheer Zamata.
Those are fucking close, dude. Zaheer and Zaheer.
No. It's Zaynab. You got it wrong. It's Zaynab Johnson. Well,
the both. Dude,
those are fucking close names.
Shashia and Zaynab?
Yeah, I mean, close, you know, in
Zamata
the...
Zamata and Johnson?
It's like Kathy and fucking... And Nancy.
Kathy and Becky.
Yeah.
Stupid.
What the fuck?
What?
I don't even get it. I just let him go. Just let him go. But, so, who would do the show?
Zaynab Johnson.
Stop fucking yelling her name.
Just asked you. You said no names. You just said who. You just said who. To, you put it out there to everybody. So I took a stab at it.
All right. So who was that?
Zaynab. She was. She did Last Comic Standing. Tall,
okay.
Bald headed.
She's really tall.
She's really she's really she's tall. Really oh, I know her. She's a black girl.
She's been hosting.
Very
here.
Pretty. Yeah, I actually like her a lot. I'd definitely get her on. And I'd actually, I like the other girl too. Is really the girl from SNL,
Leslie Jones.
She's funny, man. I like her. Yeah. She comes in. I remember the first night I met her. She was just mad at the manager at the Village Underground because what the fuck, man.
This show has
that's the first time I got mad at fucking Adrian.
Yeah. Didn't
yeah.
feel good.
Yeah. No, it didn't feel as good as Scopo.
I was waiting for the yell at him.
No, I'm not going to yell at him. We're going to not do that anymore.
Okay.
Oh, now you want to get together after you yelled at him for years. Now. Now.
For years.
What, I can't make a change?
No.
I'm going to make a change for once.
Keep going. That's it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Depot, you know it. Nope. You know you had the Michael Jackson red leather jacket from Thriller.
You do Dupu?
It's Deepu, not Dupu.
What'd I say?
I don't know. Why don't you listen to the video back? Fucking jackass. what was I saying? What the fuck was I saying?
Leslie Jones.
No, not the Adrian.
You're not
gonna
yell anymore.
Oh, the girl. Comics. I'm gonna yell.
Yeah, of course you're gonna yell.
Yeah, just don't fuck up. So listen, but I apologize. I've been under a lot of stress, and believe me, I don't need to be under stress. It's just my shitty way of dealing with things. Stress.
Oh yeah, having a sitcom get picked up, having a being on one of the biggest tours in Boston. Yeah, that's awesome stress, Bobby.
Don't forget we just sold my special. to two people.
Your life sucks right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
Jesus, how do you live?
I know. It's weird. It's fucking weird. Oh, my life is so much better than all yours.
I had to go to my fucking the same bed I had since I was six.
Oh shit! That just got real.
Yeah. I just her nipples just got hard.
How come you keep making me look at her titties, man?
He's making you.
Listen. Yeah. All right, so what's the girls? Who's the other
girls? No, I don't want to say it on air, but I know a couple comedians that would come on.
I don't understand that.
You won't say it on air.
Why would you not say it on the air?
Private?
They're going to be on the show.
Well, I'll tell you one-on-one.
You're basically calling them cool and relaxed, so why would that be a bad thing?
I don't know. Okay, you can don't have to tell me who it is, but why? If they're going to be on the show, would you want it to be a surprise? I don't understand.
No, I thought it would be better if we just handed it off air.
Are they in the witness protection program?
I think he's saying he fucked them. Is that what you're saying?
Did they sign a contract?
No. Well, I don't understand. Like, if there was two guys, you'd be like, yeah, fucking Gary Vita and fucking Chael Sonnen. They'll be great on the show. I don't understand why you're being secretive.
Because I honestly have one. I just said two, but I have one.
And you understand why I get mad at him. Here's why I get fucking mad at this fucking numbskull.
So you had one, and you
had one. I got a couple, but I meant like couple, and then just one.
Who's the one?
It's got like Kate Wolf.
She's great.
Kate's great.
She's cool. Is she white?
Yeah.
She's good. She's a hot mom.
She's cute. Hot mom. She's like a 6-year-old son.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to have her on. Yeah. Let's have her on. I would love to.
You have to say the kid's age, but.
Yeah, but she's hot, though.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah,
he went from not telling me anything about her off air to telling me everything about her. Yeah, her social security number is fucking 107. Is she
a MILF?
Yeah.
I guess technically, yeah.
What does she look like? Can I see her?
He's the one that says she's a MILF.
Definitely. I just think it's good to have because we're missing it with Kelly. And you have your fucking day job
What happened with Kelly? Where'd she go?
She moved.
And her ex-boyfriend.
She's gone, man. She's gone.
Australia?
Australia, man. She's back there for 6 months. Night. How's she doing?
She said she's doing good.
Yeah,
she's hanging in there.
Like, what do you mean hanging in there?
Oh, that sounds bad.
She have to take a boat back? What the fuck? She's still on a ship?
Yeah.
I said boat twice? Yeah. What the fuck? I stink. No, give me that bandana.
I was trying to talk about comedy. How's comedy going? It's tough out there because it's not... not as many shows.
Yeah, it's fucking Australia. What was she expecting? To fucking be New York City? Is this her? Did you get her?
Yeah.
I thought fucking... Where I lost it. Where is she? What?
Yeah.
Wow. She's great.
She's really
Wait
funny.
A minute. Do I know her?
She's been around, yeah.
Does she know me?
She
knows who you are. Yeah.
I've never seen her perform anywhere.
So out of all the women comedians in New York City, one will do the show.
I told you to say that.
Yeah, I think so. Just,
what about Marina Franklin or somebody?
Yeah, I love Marina. I love Rachel too. Rachel.
Rachel Feinstein?
Yeah.
She's fine.
Those are the comedians that I know.
Right.
Rachel and Marina are
the comedians you know are afraid of the show, right?
Yeah, some of them are.
Like what? What do they say?
They just, you know, the whole thing with Kelly. The whole how everyone was putting Kelly down or whatever. They were like, it's a little mean.
Yeah.
So they don't want to. I never asked if they wanted to come on, but I get the vibe that they don't want to come on.
Name them. Put them on blast. Who?
No, I'm not putting them on blast.
What was that? What was that noise?
I don't have enough clout to put people on blast.
All right. Well, we'll get some more people on, but this is we're gonna end the show right now. This has been a great show. I want to thank all you guys. We're gonna go through the room just really quick, fast. Whatever you got to plug. Show's coming out next Monday, so whatever after that you want to plug, whatever you want got coming up. We're gonna go around the horn real quick. Bill Dawes, what do you got?
Nothing. I'm gonna be in Rochester for 2 weeks shooting something, so I'm gonna be.
What is it?
It's a shitty pilot for Netflix.
Will you stomp?
No, it's
You're
really,
like me.
It's shitty. What do you want me to do?
It's not shitty. Don't say like, that. Like what if they hear the you and fire you?
Good point.
There's not film in the camera?
No, I don't know. We'll see. Whatever.
Oh, stop being me. I'm me. That's what I do. I downplay shit. You don't fucking downplay shit.
You think you're on you?
Shannon, talk to him the way you talk to me. Go ahead.
In a nice way. I don't want to talk to him in a nice
way.
Yeah, see, still feeling the burn.
Dude, you fucking said you get a fucking tattoo in the back of your neck like a road.
No one else saw the tattoo. And I was looking close.
Adrian, what are you? Congratulations to Adrian, everybody. Yeah. He is now a proud owner of a ID that clips on his fucking belt and has a zip thing on it. Are you excited?
I'm very excited, man. It's
you're the beginning of a new era. You get to work with E-Rock, Sam, Trav. Yeah.
Like 2 years ago.
Sal.
I told my parents I was going to end up working for those guys.
That's great, man.
Yeah,
it's good for you, man. You're a hard worker, and you're, are we going to lose you on this show?
No, I'm still going to be here.
Shit. Okay, what do you got?
Okay. Well, if you don't already have it, get serious and listen to Opie and Jim Norton. There's a lot of new channel, a lot of new shows.
Did you promote the O and J show on my show?
I'm promoting all the shows on the platform. I'm an employee at Sirius, so
you really are just a company man, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm a new member of the company. I'm happy. I'm grateful to be there.
Okay, go ahead.
There's a lot of new content coming
Soda
on.
Dan Soder Jr. will be here.
Yeah, use your thumb when you do this.
Boss and Bonnie have their show on there. Florentine. We do the replays of YKWD. Sam Roberts. Check it out.
What do you got there? Fucking Brandon, right?
Yes, Brandon.
Potbelly, yeah. What do you got?
Oh, God. All right, I got my monthly show coming up on Saturday, October 18th, Comedy Outliers. Come check it out. We got Nori Davis, Phil Hanley, Bonnie McFarlane. It's going to be great. You can stop by again, Will, if you want to come. Absolutely. Put in Hollywood Halloween for discount code, $5 tickets. Go to ComedyOutliers.com. You can follow me on Mr_B Collins on Twitter.
When is the show I'm doing?
Saturday, November 8th. New York Comedy Festival. We got in, so excited about that as well. We can finally announce that.
Am I on it?
Yeah. We got you, Soder, Mark Norman. It's going to be a monster lineup. It's insane.
All right. I'm going up first.
Okay.
I have a kid. I want to go home. They always put me up last on every show.
Well, you need to go last.
Why?
Because you're funny.
Fuck you. All these fucking young cocksuckers can handle the bill. So does a killer. Mark Norman's a fucking sniper.
Bible would say he got to go and then go on for a smash and then he'll stay in the back and watch.
I'm not that guy.
I'll watch you stand in the back and see someone's going able to follow your ass.
I never did that.
Bobby,
When?
Bobby, seen you the Boston Comedy Club days.
That's been closed for 10 years.
I don't care. You
asked me when. What are you talking about? It's 10 years ago.
You asked me when. I told you when.
That's just stupid. I don't do that. If I have to go, I go.
Just say you don't do that anymore. Say that. But I've done it
when I was a young comic.
You do that still.
No, I don't. First of all, we don't work the same clubs. I work the cellar. I don't work whatever club you work up on the east, west, downtown side.
Wait, can I say one thing? The Musical will be the New York Comedy Festival.
Okay, great, yeah.
Yes.
All right, everybody we know, Big J's in that.
Mm-hmm.
Luis Gomez is in that, so make sure you check that out. I heard it was pretty good.
Check out Comedy Outliers, too. Yeah.
Comedy Outliers, okay. Shannon, what do you got, baby?
I have a podcast. It's called The Thing Is. You can find it on iTunes or Stitcher, whatever.
What's the show about?
It's a relationship podcast.
About what?
Just any different types of relationship. I've had swingers on
the
show.
How can I download every episode to find...
Can you have Bill Dawes on your show?
Yes, please. It'd be fun.
I'd love to have you on. I've had Dan Soder's been on. Kurt Metzger.
Boo.
Joe Matarese, Paul Verzi.
Boo. I love Paul Verzi, though.
Yeah, he had a question.
Can Will and I come on and talk about black people? In
yeah. Everybody is welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You've not had sex with a black person, right?
No. Oh. No, and I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She's perfect.
I'm not that way.
Right. How about sexual contact with a black person? No.
Does that mean like this?
Making out.
Yeah, the weird Bobby Kelly definition of sexual contact.
Dude, making out is part of sex. No, it's the first part of sex.
But if you just make out with a girl, it doesn't count as fucking.
Listen, just because you got a fucking tag doesn't mean you can jump in whenever you want, all right?
Sorry.
Okay, and my Twitter before we move on.
What's your Twitter, Bubba?
At I'm Shannon Lee.
What is it?
At I'm Shannon Lee. I am Shannon Lee.
Okay, great.
That's it. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having
me. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
Anytime I want?
At night.
I know at night.
Yes.
Fickle son of a bitch
I'm not
is.
Fickle. That's not fickle.
I can only do the show at night past 7:30.
No, after 5.
After 5?
We can
any
do that.
Day?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Don't
worry, dude, you're safe.
My film festival, the 9th anniversary finals is coming up in Los Angeles. I started a film festival, I'm not sure you guys know.
Oh, nice.
It's called Shorties on Shorty, right?
No.
It's called Minimalistics.
NBC sponsors it. It's going to be the final's going to be at the DGA building October 22nd. in Los Angeles. Come check it out. We got some great short films. And also, you can follow me on at Will Sylvans. And you could stalk me on Facebook. I'm like, Shannon doesn't like it. You can stalk me on Facebook. And you can come to my house.
What do we got on the chat rooms? Let's go to the chat rooms in a second here. You guys in the chat rooms have anything to say? Type it in right the fuck now. Scopo, what do you got?
Mm-hmm. I got my Twitter at Chris Scopo. And then I'm do some of Bobby's dates right here. Bobby, you're going to be at the October 9th Seneca Casino in Niagara Falls, the right. 10th, 11th Comedy Shop in, well, first of all, one's the Comedy Shop in Haslett, New Jersey, and one's the Comedy Shop in Pompton Plains, New Jersey.
Yeah, make sure you, that's this week. If you guys are listening live right now, retweet that. Get some people to go out there.
Is that two different places?
What town did you say, New Jersey?
Yeah. I don't know. Ask him.
Pompton Plains, New Jersey.
I don't know where I am.
And Gotham, 17th, 18th, you got the Gotham Comedy Club in the city. October 29th, Empire Casino in Yonkers. November 7th and 8th, you're going to be at the Comedy Works in Albany.
Yeah, that Yonkers date is like fucking 8 minutes away from my house. It's fucking great.
Awesome.
Ah, drive in, boom.
Oh, I see that all the time when I go up there.
Yeah.
To the casino, yeah.
I've did it before, too. Actually, this is going to be a shit gig. It's like a lot of fans come, and it's just awesome. Boom, bang, you're out. I love casino gigs, because you're just out. You just leave. They want it over. Do your time. Get off, fat boy. Send them back to the slots. All right, what does the chat room got to say? Let's read some stuff off.
Someone asked Brandon to put them on your show.
Yeah, I'm already working on that.
All right, pretty open policy.
I've had Will on the show. We've had Will on the show a few times.
Paul, what's his name?
Paul Fiumano
wants to be on your show.
Okay,
great, and Paul, you're on the show.
Yeah, some other people saying marry me Shannon, pretty basic stuff.
Yeah, marry me Shannon. Yeah, really, you're original. Is marry me short for what? All right, forget it. At least the bandana.
Handkerchief.
I got it already. It's a fucking bandana, you asshole.
Bomb-dana.
It's a bomb-dana.
Doesn't matter. You got it.
No, it does fucking. It's the bomb-dana. You can't just come in and.
Handkerchief also.
Sheaf. My
fucking
brain.
The word sheaf is in handkerchief.
How do you say it's chief?
Yeah.
Not sheaf.
I'm going to throw up. It really makes me dizzy with his dumbness. It literally gives me vertigo. His fucking stupidness makes me want to puke. All right, listen, you guys have been a great fucking show. Thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. You guys who listen to the show live, you're awesome. You guys in the chat rooms, everybody listening to the show, I really appreciate you spreading the word and supporting Riotcast. I'm going to be filming this thing all month, so... Scopo and me are going to work out the scheduling. We might be doing these at night for a while.
Shannon come back.
Jesus Christ. Okay. We got to get another girl on. I want another girl next week. So anyways, you guys are the best. Thanks for listening to YKW Dude Podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD Podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs. Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.